point of my day when I get to introduce stadium announcer Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Phil and I had quite a night last night.
Did you?
Yeah, we went out and stood. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's a great program. And if you don't think so, you can go eat one.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, go eat one. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening. Today is Friday, April 7th.
Is it now?
That's the date. And our toll-free telephone number, same as it was yesterday.
Danny.
Sit down, Daddy.
Sit down, Danny.
1-877-365-36.
That's the one right
36.
There.
36.
Sit down, Daddy.
Sit down, Danny.
877-365-3636.
Danny. Sit down, Danny.
We will take your calls on today's show. Today, all of your Friday favorites, including the Nessie Bush contest.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
I think we have five girls confirmed.
Good.
Coming in today to show us the mess in their pants.
Wonderful.
Of course, our doors are open for the last-minute contestants.
Yes, they are, Daddy.
At the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters in the gigantic CBS building on Main Street, toothless Fairfax, Virginia. But you better get down here fast, because we're going to start the contest in less than an hour. Three girls win the bikini laser hair removal, and that is on today's show.
We're once again providing a valuable public service.
Daddy.
But first, I've just got to ask for some help. My allergies are freaking killing me.
It's that time of year. Everything is blooming and blossoming.
But it's a different kind of allergy this year. It's not the headache.
Yes.
It's not the nasal.
Right.
It's not the coughing.
Right.
It's just all in my throat.
You sound a little hoarse.
Yes. Yes. What you need is Claritin.
Mm-hmm.
Claritin. Yeah, you have to go to a doctor to get it, but
see, that's the problem. So I need anyone out there.
That's the tedious process you'd like to avoid.
I hook you, but I use the last of mine.
I need somebody just to send me about 100 of those.
Look at that man in the next studio.
I might be able to hook you up.
Really?
Yeah.
My pusher, my enabler.
Meet you behind the school.
You got some now?
Not on me, no. Sorry.
I have some at
home. What do you think I am?
I have some at home.
How come everybody has this miracle allergy drug except me?
Because I think we probably all at one time or another, when you have a job where you got to be able to talk,
mm-hmm.
you go right away to get something if you've got something, and you get something.
Well, I'll have a prize for the first person who can bring me about 100 of those tablets.
Let's make sure. Now, be careful when
you're down here at the radio station today.
You have to be very careful when you're doing these
Mike,
things.
Mike, I'm very desperate. My voice is my living. and frankly, when I woke up this morning, as soon as I walked outside, it was like,
right.
All of it right there, right in the throat. So if it's Claritin,
It's not that nasty cigar habit, is it?
No, because the nasty cigar habit has been there for years and years and years. And this is simply all allergy related.
This is the kind of day where you would have very bad allergies.
True.
If you were subject to that kind
of
thing.
It's a killer. Buzz, during a commercial, you couldn't just drive home and pick me up some of them babies, could you?
I could get home. I wouldn't be back in time.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Holy mouth, if you want me to. Not that I'm anxious for this miracle cure.
Go ahead, Buzz. Go get him the Claritin.
Really? Would you like that?
I'm anxious for this miracle cure.
Okay.
Why don't you just send Toya? Do you feel comfortable letting Toya in your home?
I don't know where in my house they are. In fact, I'm going to have to call my wife and ask her.
He knows where it's like in that secret compartment under the rug.
In the safe behind the painting.
With all of the pornos.
Right.
With all of his kiddie porn.
Oh, that's killing me.
Well, Buzz, listen, no. Hang around, but, okay. At somebody's leisure.
Mm-hmm. How about some hot beverage?
Tried it already all day. Been having the hot toddies and the hot teas and all that stuff.
Does it feel like something that needs to be broken up?
No, and that's why I know it's allergy.
Does it feel dry?
Yes.
Irritated?
Yes.
It might just be, it might be allergies causing a raw throat, and all the Claritin in the world won't take care of that.
Well,
rest it over the weekend.
Let me decide that, Mark.
I'm just trying to help.
Listen, if there's a miracle cure out there,
yes.
I'm ready to take it.
All right.
And who are you to criticize me when that poop doctor, some quack doctor we had on the show,
yes.
sent you that stuff, and you immediately took it?
I took it, and I immediately had a wonderful poop.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I went back to, my other doctor's advice, and, yesterday I was doubled over in agony.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, is a miracle cure for the allergies, so if you can help me, thank you, because they're absolutely killer. Okay, let's start today's show with a gift.
Ah.
Mm. I know everybody on this show enjoys a nice gift.
Sure. I love gifts.
We have gifts for everybody today, courtesy of Todd Brown.
Todd!
Todd, who listens to the show on KHTK in Sacramento.
Hello, Todd.
He sent us personalized martini glasses.
Well, that's cool.
Wonderful. Since there's been so much martini talk on the show recently, here is one that has my name on it.
Oh, look at that. What is it on top of there?
It's a plug for his band, and frankly, I'm not going to plug the band. I'm just going to thank him for the martini glasses.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Okay. And then you have, let me see.
It's real glass, right?
Yes. The next one is for Rob.
Excuse me. Are those, just out of curiosity, are those like stuck-on letters?
I don't know.
Or are they like, engraved in there, or are they?
I don't think they're engraved.
See if you can peel them off.
Here's one for Buzz. Here's yours, Buzz.
Cool, thank you. I'll use them.
Yeah. Free martini glass. Oh, they peel right off?
Oh, that's great.
Well, then just peel everybody's names off.
Okay, very good.
And I'll take them home.
All right, okay.
Just another set of martini glasses.
Okay. And you've got enough of them at home, don't you?
Well, you can never have enough martini glasses.
That is true. That is right.
Would you like a set?
A set of martini glasses?
Would you like these ones once Robbie scrapes everybody's names off?
No. No, thank you.
Charlie.
Ah, Charlie, look at that. Yeah, obviously the guy took a lot of time and care in putting these together.
Charlie Broyhill. And finally, the last one would be for, there you go, Mike. There's your own personalized martini glass.
They seem like real, good ones.
No, they're the high-quality martini glasses. They're not plastic jobbers. Not like the kind you get at the Preakness or something like that. They're your regular grade-A martini glasses.
That's nice.
And what the hell? I'll give the guy a plug. The name of his band is Sardonic.
Okay? Sardonic.
That's the name of the band. Not a chance.
So is this the perfect size for you, for your martinis?
Yes, yes. That is an excellent size. And not a chance we're playing a stupid record on the show. But thank you very much for the martini glasses.
Sardonic.
Also in the mailbag today, we received some proof that somebody is promoting the show. Mm-hmm. Our radio show is heard every day in Richmond, Virginia on radio station WHAN. And they've put up billboards. And they actually took pictures of the billboards and sent them in to us. Let me see. So thank you to WHAN.
Where is that again?
Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, that's terrific. That's very nice,
And I know it's the old...
A little overdue. Maybe once every 10 years or so we could change the logo.
It's the old Mad Magazine drawing of us, the drawing that's at least 10 years old. But either way...
I guess it's all right.
It's a billboard. It's up. It says Don and Mike. And frankly, what with that picture of us in Washingtonian, I'm sure you agree with me.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a goofy caricature of us...
This is fine.
...than an actual picture of us on billboards. That's enough to scare people away from listening to the show, for goodness sake.
It's nice to see a billboard.
So thank you... In Richmond, Virginia, radio station WHAN.
Love those billboards.
Okay, and one last thing before we get to your telephone calls. I just found out about this videotape moments ago, and I really wanted to watch it on the air, but it just got the big ixnay from Handsome Ken Stephens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a videotape that all CBS employees are required to watch.
Yes.
And the reason we found out about this was that, Tammy, our wonderful promotions gal?
She's the best in the business.
The best.
And not to mention... She's goddamn hot.
She's a very, very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. When she came into the office today to discuss some good stuff she has for the show, she comes in and she says, here's what we have to give away. Do you want to give the stuff away? When she came in, she said, she always greets us very, very, we have a very close relationship with Tammy. It's always like, hi, honey.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie. Then she came in and she said, mind if I sit on your lap? Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. And she said, but that might be sexual harassment.
Yeah, she was saying it to set that up.
Then she went to Mike and she said, maybe I'll sit here on your lap. No, that would be sexual harassment.
And I said, why all the sexual harassment talk today? What's going on? And then she mentioned that there's a video floating around.
That there's a videotape that everybody in the building is required to watch at some point today.
Including us. We have to watch this.
Wow.
And I said, well, great. We'll watch it on the air. So I went down the hall to the new operations manager, Big Gum Jim.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I walked in and I said, hey, where's the sexual discrimination, the sexual harassment tape?
Right.
And he said, well,
here it is. It's right here.
Right.
And I said, thank you.
He didn't ask you whether you were going to use it on the air?
No. And I just walked in and he said, when do I get that back? I'll have it back within an hour. See you later. And then in the time that it took me to go down to the office and get the tape and come back to our office, I learned that Big Daddy Mel is actually on the tape giving the introduction where he is sitting at a desk.
Oh, boy.
And he's saying, hi, this is Big Daddy Mel.
Well, then I take it very seriously.
This is an important issue to the company. So then I said...
And I agree with him.
Then I said, you know what? We'll just skip past
Big Daddy Mel on the tape.
Right.
And we'll get right to the actors who are showing us what sexual harassment is.
Sounds good.
So we would know.
But as it turns out, Handsome Ken has vetoed the entire process.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
I do want to call the lovely Tammy Sachs to find out exactly what's on the tape.
Yeah, so we can find out what we have to look forward to.
And I'd like to know who in this company is boning who. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you?
Hello, baby.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Listen to the way she's talking to us.
God damn it. You're hot, Tammy.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're hot. So hot. Oh, I'm getting such a boner talking to you.
Stop it. Stop it, you.
Hi, guys.
So, well, listen, before we ask Tammy, what I'd really like to know is who in this company is boning who? Because it's obvious somebody's boning somebody if the company's gone to the time and trouble to produce the videotape
right. That
all employees have to watch.
I would imagine that it's not a question of that as much as perhaps they've had a problem with it, mm-hmm. and they, you know, it's a big company, and perhaps they just are trying to get the parameters established so that there is no exposure.
Mm-hmm. I would bet, if I had to bet, I would bet that the problem was right here
at our station.
At WJFK, either at WJFK or at WNEW. We can't comment on the New York station because we won't be there till next week, but I gotta think it's gotta be at one of the stations that we're involved with.
Well, for whatever reason, they're sending this. Tammy, does everybody have to watch this tape?
So I've been told, yes. All employees of the company have to watch.
And you've already had the pleasure of viewing this tape?
I watched it earlier today.
Now, did you watch it with a group of other female employees, or was it male and female together?
No, actually, I watched it by myself, but I know, you know, people will watch it together as a group, and then you may watch it by yourself depending on what your schedule is.
Was the tape a turn-on?
No.
Was it a lengthy tape? How long did it run?
No, honestly, it was about 30 minutes, and it just kind of gave a bunch of descriptions of what can be considered sexual harassment in the workplace. So,
did they show any skin?
No.
No skin?
No skin.
Any employees making out or anything?
No.
Was it mostly comments made and the way people addressed each other?
Exactly. It talked about, you know, things you can and can't say. It gave examples. They kind of went through different skits, and they would discuss it afterwards and say, could this be considered sexual harassment, or is it not, et cetera, and they had a
lot. Oh, I wish we could watch that on the air. Different skits.
Different little sketches. What would be a blatant example of, like, a guy saying something to a woman that would be sexual harassment on the tape?
From the tape itself, you know, hey, I'll, you know, if it was somebody was a supervisor and they said to their employee, you know, if you're with me, or if we, you know, start a relationship, etc., I'll be more than happy to give you some extra vacation time and some overtime that you've been wanting, etc.
Okay, really?
That kind of stuff. It's more on that end than the end that you guys would like for it to be.
So it's not like, hey, how are you, boy? Don't you look hot?
Well, some of that was in there. You definitely have to see the tape to get the whole gist of it.
You know, I should say that here. At our station here, Jeremy, in Washington.
I just have to let this up. I am so turned on by you. I mean that.
God,
you really turned me on. You're so hot. I mean that. You know I mean that, Tammy. God damn it, I want you. But anyway.
You notice she's watched.
Hi, Frida. I love you.
See, she's watched the tape now. She's not responding in kind at all.
I value my job here. I can't say anything anymore.
You know, I should say.
I can protect you, Tammy.
Everybody here goes back and forth. There are a lot of people that are use terms of endearment to each other. Yeah.
In all honesty,
I mean, it really isn't a sexual thing at all.
Not that we haven't wanted it to be.
Oh, sure, but if we want it, we got to keep that to ourselves, you know. But it's like a lot of people do that here.
Like, you can't walk down the hallway and say, hi, sweetie, because that could be misinterpreted by certain people.
Really?
That was really on the tape?
Well, I mean, they didn't say that one, but they just, you know, talked about terms of endearment, but that is one. You shouldn't go around saying, hi, hon, hi, babe, hi, sweetie, so.
Really? Yeah, I mean, do you think you're overreacting to this tape?
Am I?
Because you're one of the greatest sweetie givers.
Hi, honey. I just want to be honest. I mean, that's what the tape was all about. It's just, you know, I'm just kind of recapping it for you.
Tammy, I just want
to
say,
I'm not going to say hi, babe, to you when I see you in the hallway.
There you go. God. All right. That's good. Because that's your style.
God, I'm going to have to sit down soon. I'm getting so turned on by this entire conversation.
You won't have to worry about the company at all. You're going to have to worry about that company at the, you know, that you wake up with every morning.
No, see, Frida and Tammy are good friends.
I know they are.
Tammy is probably the safest person for me to do this
gag, wink, wink, wink.
She's probably calling me on my direct line. Hold on one second.
Yeah, she's the favorite. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Miss Sachs.
You're welcome. Bye, Mr. Geronimo, Mr. O'Meara.
Always a pleasure, and you're doing a fine job. Keep up the wonderfully professional job.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think she's reacting to it because she's really one of the... That's the way Tammy talks to people. Oh. I mean, it's always... They're very nice.
I got another question. Let me call Handsome Ken.
Handsome Ken Stevens.
Yeah. Good.
Who's in the building today, and hey, you know, I might have said the other day that was funny that somebody would call him Handsome Ken, but when I saw him up close today, I know it's true. He is Handsome Ken Stevens.
Oh, his line's busy. Well, my question for him whenever he calls back will be, is there also guy-on-guy sexual harassment? By calling him Handsome Ken Stevens, are we violating the company's new policy?
That's interesting.
When we comment about how tight Ken's buttocks are in his sensible slacks as he walks down the hall.
When we comment on how the particular hue of a color in his tie matches his beautiful bedroom eyes, is that sexual harassment?
When we comment about how we would love to bite down on his ample, supple skin tags.
When we make an occasional offhanded remark about the fact that inside of his wonderful tailored slacks, it looks like he's rolled up a face cloth. Is that sexual harassment? Right now, he's like under his desk. All his lines are on hold.
He's
dangling out the window right now.
Don't put them through. Whatever you do,
keep them away.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to simply watch the tape and then get back and report to you here on the show about exactly everything that's included in that tape.
It's interesting. I'd watch the tape really to find out, because obviously that's prepared by standards and practices, and they base it on legal opinions, and I'd like to know what really is considered sexual harassment.
I'm sure we've broken it.
Oh, I'm sure we've broken it all the time.
And really, what bothers me most about all of this, and I could give a rat's ass about the sexual harassment, because we don't do that. We're just simply good friends with everybody who works here.
Mm-hmm.
What really bothers me is the fact that I heard that the people in the tape
who
were reenacting these supposed scenes of sexual harassment.
And why weren't we asked to be in the
tape? That's it.
Yeah.
They're real CBS employees.
Couldn't we have done a good job?
How come nobody called us?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we be perfect for the job?
Right. Yes.
Hey, with a body like that, you could really go places.
I don't have to take that.
That's perfect. What is the exact... You know, we got to get that on tape, too.
It's where the man's talking to the woman, and as he talks to her, she gets smaller and smaller and smaller. The first line is, with a body like that...
You could go places.
You could go places.
And then he says something that makes her respond, no, I don't.
And I don't have to take it
anymore.
Yeah, maybe not anymore. I think maybe it's just, no, I don't. And I don't have to take it.
It's that old character actor that's like, come on, with a body like that, you could go places.
All right. Well,
come on, baby.
Ken's line is busy. I was hoping we could watch that tape together.
Right.
Here on the show, but I guess we can't.
You know, I just want to say, though, my own feeling on that, as someone who has been the victim of sexual harassment at every radio station I've ever worked at, I can understand. It's about time they came out with a video.
Well,
I just get really tired. Can I just say that? I really get tired of all the women here constantly. They just can't deal with me as a professional. They have to constantly deal with me as some kind of object. And I frankly, I can't even keep going with this.
Well, I would seriously like to just take the side of...
I can't keep myself... I can't keep a straight face, though.
I would just like to take the side of all the predators out there in the company. All the sexual predators in CBS. And I'm talking about, you know, Morley Safer, Ed Bradley.
Sure.
Dave Letterman.
Of course.
Craig Kilborn, Kevin James. All the big-time sexual perverts, the deviants in this company.
That just can't deal with a woman, you know, like she was anything but a piece of meat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm listening to you on the phone, and I don't know that you're talking to me. I called about Leah Remini and her shoes.
Yes, now there's somebody we'd love to sexually harass. We have sexually harassed Leah Remini.
You should see the picture. She's in the Good Housekeeping magazine. It just came to subscribers. It hasn't hit the stands yet.
Yeah?
And it's a really good picture of her. She's laying on her stomach holding a Polaroid camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah. She's cute. And all these boxes of shoes are behind her. She takes Polaroid pictures of her shoes and then keeps her shoes in the box so she knows which shoes in which box.
She's a very organized woman. Mm-hmm. Have Have you seen the...
got a very neat house.
Have you seen the Quaker State commercial with Leah?
No.
You know those commercials with that has-been Tom Berenger?
Oh, she's got Quaker State now? I told you. Didn't we say that? Didn't I say that to her, that you really have to move up and get the big clients?
She has replaced Tom Berenger. She now is walking around. I saw it on SportsCenter today.
Oh.
She's walking around a garage, and she's talking like to a husband who's the camera. She goes...
Is it funny at all?
No.
Oh.
It's Leah being pushy, going... Why don't you change your oil? Come on. Change your oil. Do it. Do it for me. Change your oil. And they have her dressed like in a baseball suit. And, you know, I mean, not a baseball suit. She has a baseball jersey on. She has like a tomboy look about her.
Oh, my God.
And she's just giving attitude to the camera.
Is it good? Is it a good commercial?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's a motor oil commercial.
Tom Berenger, they didn't score big with those. Whatever happened to Tom Berenger? Wasn't he the sergeant in that great Vietnam movie, Platoon?
Yeah.
And then what did he do after that?
He was
in The Big Chill. He had a big role in The Big Chill.
He wasn't in the movie The Principal, because that was with John Belushi's brother, but he was in a movie like The Principal, where he was an undercover cop who went to a school in a ghetto,
mm-hmm.
and his way of straightening out these kids was to beat them with a baseball bat. I don't remember exactly. I'm sure someone knows what that movie is. Tom Berenger has not had the best career in Hollywood.
Jim Belushi is in The Principal, right? That's
Yes.
With
Louis Gossett Jr.
That movie can't suck enough. But it's one of those movies that I always watch.
Of course.
And Tom Berenger could also be on our bad skin list.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Joe Torre's skin.
No, but I think of his skin when he's in that movie, Platoon, with Charlie Sheen, and they've got him all made up to have all these scars on his face.
Hold on. Speaking of bad skin, let's call Ken.
Very good.
The line in his office is ringing now.
Handsome Ken Stevens. We're going to find out if by calling him Handsome Ken, if he would consider that sexual harassment. And now, once again, as I mentioned before, he's hanging out by his fingernails outside of the second floor window.
Oh, he could already be in his car.
That's right. Heading home.
Left the building.
Oh, they're on the air. That's it. I'm done for the day.
That's Ken's way of avoiding any possible problems with this show.
Sure.
Because he generally just gets in his car and leaves.
Hi, honey. I'm going down to that station today. You know, they'll be on the air at 3, so I'm going to go in extra early so I can leave early before they start.
Hello.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Handsome Ken Stevens.
That's me.
Listen, question for you.
Yes.
Is that considered sexual harassment if we call you Handsome Ken Stevens?
Well, I don't think it can be considered sexual harassment if it's, you know, between consenting adults. And if you want to call me handsome, that's okay with me.
God bless you, Ken.
All right, now, are you really going to stick to the rule of this tape? Are you going to stop all of the shenanigans around this radio station? All of the petting in the hallways? the open-mouth kissing?
You know, I just saw all of that in the last half hour.
The dry humping and out in the lobby?
It really is. For some of us, it's very uncomfortable. But, you know, we understand that that's just the way this building works.
Mm-hmm. And what about all the...
And that's just over at Advantage Title.
And what about all of the open acts of lesbianism in this building alone?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking about on our side of the building.
Is one little videotape going to stop everybody's fun now?
Well, I didn't actually see the tape yet either.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You better watch it, Ken.
And your thoughts on why we couldn't watch it on the air?
Oh, I think that's an internal company sort of thing that you don't want to share with the world.
Okay. Can you answer two more questions about that? Can you tell us how come Mike and I were not selected to play the roles of the sexual predators in the reenactment? Because I understand that they're all CBS employees on
the
video.
We would have done a better job. I mean, we're professionals.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And they probably thought your fee would be too high.
Okay. All right, and second...
The performances weren't that good, you know.
The reason that this whole tape is out, is it because of something in this building?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I hope there have been other incidents around the company.
Very good.
Okay. All right.
I think you answered those questions to the best of your ability.
Thank you, Handsome Ken.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. There he is. Very nervous, Handsome Ken Stevens.
He picks up that phone at the last possible second. Oh, yeah. All right. Hello.
And does this mean now that the relationship between Ben and Colette is doomed?
Well, no.
No.
Because Ben is not an employee of CBS.
Ben the custodian?
I don't believe that Ben is an employee of CBS. I think Ben is an employee of Advantage Title.
WJFK.
Hey, Colette.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Have you sold all the chocolate bars?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
She's out there selling chocolate bars for her. Is that for your kid's school?
No, that was for Joan's children.
Oh, for Joan's children. And remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Better watch that.
I know. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Hey, Colette, have you seen the video on sexual harassment at CBS?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that this will in any way slow down your relationship with Ben?
What relationship with Ben?
Well, you know,
friends.
See, I thought that you know, even if Ben was in a relationship with you, you know, or was coming on to you, he's not affected because he's not a CBS employee, right?
Yeah, no, he's not.
There you go. So you can work around that.
Yeah.
So you can continue your friendship with Ben.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And how many hours do you spend talking to Ben each day, Colette? Because, I mean, we know it's not your choice. You have to be at one spot all day long. But, Ben, how many, you know, it's easier to determine. How many visits does Ben pay you a day?
Maybe two.
Two?
Yeah, in the morning and then in the afternoon.
But they're very long visits.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, we know he's a good guy. He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Right. You watch yourself around him.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know if anybody bothers you.
All righty.
All right, hey, Colette?
Uh-huh.
Damn, you're looking good today.
There she goes.
She just hung up the telephone.
Oh, we love Colette. Now, is that, if I say we love Colette, is that sexual harassment?
It depends how far they want to take it.
But, right? I mean, if really, if you said, if you're talking to somebody and they do something for you, I'm just, this is a hypothetical situation. They take care of something for you at work and you say, man, I love you for doing that. Is that sexual? I wouldn't think so in that circumstance, but if the person hearing it thought so, you're still screwed. I've said to both guys and women, I have said, man, I love you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that to people, and I mean, I don't mean it sexually. It's just if somebody really pulls something good.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do every time.
Damn you.
Total sexual.
Hi, I'm not on my cell phone right now.
I wonder where she is.
She's driving to the station after your conversation with Tammy.
Now, I'd like to find out from my wife what she considers to be the parameters of sexual harassment. You know, just so I have a working knowledge. Because I myself don't think I've done it.
I don't think I've done it either. But that's the whole thing. What was that guy that that mentioned Seinfeld?
Hello.
Honey.
I was just in the car getting ready to go out and I heard my cell phone.
Hey, listen, honey. Do you consider it sexual harassment if I was to say, for instance, to Tammy Sachs, if she was to come in and do a great job on a promotion and say, hey, thank you, sweetie. Do you think that's sexual harassment?
She calls you sweetie. I know Tammy, doesn't she?
Yeah, she calls everybody sweetie.
No, I don't think
Tammy does call everybody sweetie.
Right. So in that instance, no.
Okay.
But let me tell you what I'm not thrilled about while we're on the topic.
Yes.
You know, I know that you get some things, that you run some things by whatever powers are at the radio station to make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember having this messy garden contest run by me.
Oh, dear.
Honey, it's a client. It's a client. They came to me with a promotion. I can't turn down a client who wants to spend a big money schedule on the station.
No, that's not so. If it was the client that wanted you to say have your pedicure, you turn that down.
I would allow others to have pedicures.
But that point is that you wouldn't do whatever a client said.
May I go on record just at the beginning of this, before we get too deep into it, I just would like to say, if there is a client out there that would like to have a pedicure given on the air, I would gladly receive.
Oh, Mike loves his feet.
The pedicure.
I know you would, Mike. You know, this is another thing, honey. Would you receive a pedicure if a client that does nails came on the air?
No, just like I'm not receiving the laser hair removal.
Okay,
today.
But you're not. Would you show your toes to all listeners that came by if you were?
Honey, this is a moot point. I have showed my diseased toe to Mike and to Buzz and to Rob and to Charlie.
You're not seeing the private parts of Mike and Rob and Buzz.
He can at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Any time. All he has to do is ask.
Well, at least not today.
Right, sometimes he doesn't have to ask.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a knowing glance.
Absolutely.
And the trousers fall to the floor immediately.
Real quick. Doesn't linger. It's just a quick shot.
If you are not allowed to do whatever a client wants you to do, I'm not. What if a client wanted me to show my parts to get laser hair removal, which, by the way, I wouldn't mind having.
See, now listen. Now, here's the total turnaround on this.
Could the whole thing have been leading to this?
No,
it could have been.
No, you're not allowed. There was a day when strippers came by that you would not look. What happened to those good days?
I don't know, honey.
Yeah, and now, just because you feel so holier than thou because you've given up porno for Lent, you get people showing their parts right in front of you.
And incidentally, how much longer does this goddamn Lent last? I'm nearing the end of my rope on this. 3 weeks?
I think so.
3 weeks? And you realize how long it's been since I've watched porno?
Yeah, well, how religious is it if you're substituting real live people off the street to show you
honey,
their
you got two more weeks. It goes till Easter.
Till Easter. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something. With the women that are coming down for this contest
today... Oh, this is the bull crap I hear.
No, but listen, hold on.
Go ahead. Tell me that. No one who comes by is not beautiful.
No, I'm not gonna,
that's supposed to make me feel
honey,
bad.
Honey, I'm not going to say that because we do have beautiful women come by. But the women that come by today to display their messy area...
Mm-hmm.
These women would not be entering this contest if it was anything pleasing to look at.
I have to tell you, though, that the people that, the ugliest breast contest, the people that entered that, we thought would be the same deal.
Yeah.
And it turned out that there were some women that came down here and showed us their breasts that really had... attractive breath.
Funny how that worked out.
Yeah,
I think it was probably a fluke, though.
Yeah. And something that, like, a disposable razor could fix in 5 seconds, I'm supposed to say, oh, well, that's...
But, honey, no. See, that's the beauty of this, is that they'll never need a disposable razor again.
I know.
It's permanent.
That's not the point. If they are a little overgrown... Well, hell, I'm overgrown there. You know, what? That doesn't mean...
Oh,
that,
I know it. Don't I know it.
It doesn't mean that you don't become attracted to me.
God, I can't tell you how many times we've gone to the beach and seriously have to say to her, hey, listen... Take care of this.
Oh,
well, all right. No. At least my parts aren't hanging right out of my ears and that kind of thing. I don't have hairs on my eyebrows and ears.
Oh, all she's right. Attacking your ear hair now.
Right. Listen, you brought up your hair.
All I'm saying is that really doesn't. That's the lamest excuse I've ever heard.
Well, honey, I'm sorry, but it's my job to help make. Oh, hi, Tammy.
Tammy's just come in.
Tammy's here.
Hi, baby. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, I have Frida on the phone right now.
Hi, baby. Sweetie.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Or does it annoy you that he calls you sweetie?
No, it doesn't, actually. But that's, you know, I mean, I call him sweetie. And
yeah,
it's just,
that's
you know,
what I said. Yeah, no, I think that's fine.
Yeah,
so weird.
You know what? Your intonation might be a little annoying, my darling.
Yeah, sweetie.
Yeah, he's definitely tweaking it up a little bit right now.
Well, just because of the videotape,
of
right?
Of course.
Now, I'm glad Tammy's here because this will help me out of a jam with Frida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tammy, did you not come to me and tell me that a client would like to do this promotion?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what? Then it'll be fine. You just handle it in the way you used to handle when strippers came by.
No, honey, I gotta look. I'm a judge.
Yeah, see, you know, times have changed, and I don't know what changed them, but you are certainly, you know, flagrantly ignoring the rules that you told your son a few years ago that you would not look at naked women that came by.
No, I think that was just one time.
No, that was more than one time, and y'all had a little spell that they wouldn't even be in the same room or that you
No. That was the one time by Tammy.
Oh.
Bye, sweetie.
Tammy's leaving.
That was that one time you made me wear the blindfold when the girl came
in.
No, right.
There was more than one time that you would have to turn your back.
All right, well, you know what? I will compromise. If you would like, the next time we have naked girls
the
come
next
in,
time. Mm-hmm.
I'll wear a blindfold or something. But, honey, I got to be a judge
when
today.
When you wore the blindfold, it had been because Frida did something for you and you were doing it for her.
No, there was a time when neither one of you could look. And I'll get...
No way. Really?
Yes. Do you want me to call Laura and discuss it?
No. No, I'm sorry. You're right, Frida. Whatever you say is right. Whatever you say is correct.
Honey, listen, I'll compromise with you on the next one, but I got to look today. We got to have the right panel of judges.
Well, you just do whatever you think you need to do for your financial success and your ratings and whatever you do. And just disregard any kind of feelings that your family has.
Okay. You know, and listen, I don't know how this turned out. I called you simply to ask you if calling Tammy sweetie involves sexual harassment. And now, once again, I'm getting a whole morality thing.
you're not getting the morality thing. You're getting the marriage thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with looking. If it doesn't bother Marcia, then Buzz is more than happy to look.
I'm judging today. I'm a judge.
All right, but you would not like it if I decide to go out and judge. Well, tomorrow night I'm going to a bachelorette party, and maybe I'll do some judging.
How about the next time we have a hairy ass contest for guys?
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to see.
Well, or if we have a hairy scrote contest. You could come judge that.
Oh, God.
You would like that?
Yeah, because then we wouldn't have to look.
I swear to God, the next time that we're going to have, as a matter of fact, you know what? Tammy has a birthday next week, and I was already thinking about getting her some kind of swinging nude. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to come down and participate, I'll prove to you I don't have a problem with that.
No. You don't have to prove to me. Tomorrow night I'm going to a bachelorette party. I'll prove it for you.
Okay.
All right, good.
Have a good time.
I'm glad we have an open marriage. We're this close to being Buzz and Marcia.
And look at how happy Buzz is.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz has been married longer than you and me.
Okay. Good. We have role models. That'll be convenient.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, Boo Boo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's not flying today.
Mm-hmm.
Not flying today.
I don't remember when you did that, but I know when you had the blindfold on, I thought it was a one-time deal.
No, it was when she was pissed, because that was the time that she said there's no rhyme or reason.
We'd had a lot of nudity.
It was just day when girls were just coming by and just taking their shirts off.
That's
really,
what it was.
Really for no good reason other than just to show us.
It's always a good reason, but I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The reason women were getting naked was... There was no reason.
What was it, Robbie?
It was a fine reason. It was trick or treat.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Trick or treat. That's it. Come down, show us your teeth, and you can reach in the bag.
That's what it was.
And win a prize.
The contest.
That's right.
Trick or treat.
That's what she didn't like. That's why I had to wear a blindfold on Halloween.
And this is, you know, a public service.
Yes, please. Listen, I'm sorry. All I'm concerned about is the bottom line for CBS Incorporated.
That is correct.
They're a fine sponsor, Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute. God bless them.
Wonderful sponsor, and they do very good work. Three lucky women are going to get their work done.
Yes, I'll be looking. As a matter of fact, I'll be looking with my eyes wide open today.
Very good. You
Robbie, give me some toothpicks. So I don't even have to blink. You know what else? Give me some judge's robes and give me one of those pretty powdered wigs. So I'm going to be a judge. I'm going to go whole hog with
don't
that today.
Don't just be a judge. Today, be the Chief Justice.
Yeah, right
there
on.
There you go.
Right on.
Go
I
for
shall.
It.
I shall. Okay. A couple of telephone calls. Hello. Oh, here's Cheryl the Big Dyke. Hi, Cheryl.
There. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I don't think Frieda would mind if I came down, do you think?
No, but we might.
Hey, I'm so gorgeous that I get sexually harassed all the time at work.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second, Cheryl.
Well, hey, I brought my big gelatinous breasts to the Walrus Stills Nash & Young concert last night.
Oh, really? Who has bigger breasts, Cheryl or David Crosby?
I think David Crosby has bigger breasts than me.
Yeah, but he's a father.
It made me all warm and fuzzy, mm-hmm. and fuzzier than I am, or I would come down for the Harry Bush to see that he the father of the baby of a lesbian couple was singing.
Oh, that's right. He's the father of Melissa Etheridge's
right?
baby, right?
Yeah, can you imagine what that kid's going to look like when it's 40 or 50? I just want to tell you that it was the whitest event I have ever been to. I maybe saw 15 people of color.
Really?
And a lot of tie-dye and a lot of beards. They sounded great, but I just could not get off that walrus comment you made several weeks ago, Don. I kept thinking walrus when I looked at David.
Did he call David Crosby the walrus?
He did when Buzz was doing a newscast one day talking about the day that it was released that David Crosby
that
is
the father.
The baby. And you said how pretty the baby is going to look like a walrus. And I'm telling you.
David Crosby is a mess.
He truly is.
Although, you know what? Stephen Stills is not far behind.
Not at all.
You know, Neil Young looks
almost the same.
Yeah. And the other guy, is it Graham Nash?
He looks the same, but he's got gray hair.
Yeah, Graham Nash, of all of them, is probably the one that looks the most together.
And Neil Young, even though he looks the same,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the problem. He still looks the same.
He also sounds the same.
Does he still have those big sideburns?
Yeah, like lamb chops.
Oh, my God.
Big unwashed hair.
They had these, like, huge screens. This place was packed. It was even more packed than for the Cher. Cher was like the gay concert. This was like the white concert. There were, like, so many white
Even though it was white, being a white lesbian, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I saw some other of lesbians there, actually. Actually, one of color as well. But I'm telling you, I loved it because it reminded me of, you know, those wilder party days when I didn't know I was a lesbian. So it kind of brought me back to my straight years, to speak.
When did you, Cheryl, how long did you enjoy meat?
I enjoyed meat until I was in 1982. I was born in 58, 24 years old.
Okay, so I mean, you were,
enjoyed a little bit of meat last year, but it wasn't like really great. It just depends who's wearing the meat.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really? So you're not 100% vegetarian. You're bi.
No, I didn't like it. You know, it was okay.
Now, when you say it depends on who's wearing it, are you talking about strap-on variety?
I prefer that.
Oh, come on.
But when's the last time you were with a real guy, with a real thing?
A real briefly last year.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And it was so great that it happened twice, and I hardly ever talk to him now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's how much you liked us.
Were you two just lost in the moment, Cheryl?
Yeah, I did. I lost my mind.
There you go.
That this man?
Yes.
Who you had this fling with?
Yes.
Is this his name?
Rob
Was it Rob?
Was it Rob?
Yeah, was it Rob Spiewak?
No, as a matter of fact, it was a bouncer from Nation after I was in your first show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A bouncer from one of our Las Vegas-style shows laid you?
The first one where I challenged someone. I guess I wasn't convincing enough to him.
Cheryl, I mean, what will your friends in the lesbian community say? I mean, you are Cheryl the Big Dyke.
I told them and they went... So what?
Okay, right. They don't care.
No.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They
know because they know I am the biggest dyke. I am the biggest dyke.
Okay.
And I can't wait to be at the Millennium Equality Rocks concert to interview some of the other very important dykes, like Ann and Ellen and...
Yeah, you're going to be our correspondent there.
I'm going to be, just like Toya was yesterday. But I got to tell you, Toya is great.
Oh, you stay away from her.
I'm not interested. You
stay away from her.
I got a girlfriend. I'm all, like, happily married.
She likes meat.
She likes meat?
Yeah.
I have several sizes I can offer her.
All right, goodbye, Cheryl.
All right, love you guys.
Goodbye, love you.
Bye.
Watch it, that's harassment. Watch it.
My pleasure.
Just watch it, Cheryl.
Okay, hi, baby.
My pleasure.
Bye, baby. Bye. I love you. You look so good in those jeans.
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Now, honey. Meat is nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
That frankly surprises me that Cheryl had a little foray into the heterosexual lifestyle.
She bounces.
How about that?
She goes back and forth and forth.
And it was after one of our shows.
How about that?
Amazing.
Toe tapping, touch tones right there. Time for a caller 100 and a prize package that we've selected especially for you, and another shot to have your rent or mortgage paid on our next big free money show. Be the 100th person to call Toya right now. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
Sit down, Danny. Danny,
my niece is the kind of girl that has said the best for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. Danny. Danny. The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. Are you my pal?
Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
Daddy. Oh, man.
America's favorite wing. John and Mike.
Daddy. Sit down, Daddy.
You know, I'm just thinking about this bachelorette party that my wife is going to tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know she was going to a bachelorette party.
I'm going to have to give her the taste test when she comes home tomorrow night because I'm just thinking about the girl whose bachelorette party it is.
Wild woman?
Well, I think you know her. She used to be the girlfriend of Steve Buckhantz, the TV guy. You ever meet his old girlfriend, Mary?
Yeah.
Mary with a nice suntan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as a matter of fact, I think maybe the eight of us had all Meaning uh-huh. you and Lauren and Buzz and Marcia and Mia Frida and Steve and she had gone out one night together.
Huh? Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. Steve had so many girlfriends.
Yes.
It's difficult to...
he's had quite the stable.
He has. He really, really has. And I've gone out like with... Is this the woman? Is she a flight attendant?
I think it's a different one.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite girlfriend that he had.
Well, this one,
because she gave me a free bottle of wine on a flight one.
This one's my favorite.
Really,
Mary.
Yeah,
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, she's sweet.
And but do you think that this bachelorette party will be a tad wild?
Well, here's why I think it might
wild.
Be
wild
because Mary. If she was involved with Steve Buckhans,
who was wild,
obviously is wild, and
right.
it's being held at the beach.
Is she marrying Steve Buckhans?
No. No, she's not.
Huh. Is anyone marrying Steve Buckhans?
No, Steve Buckhans is still wild.
Of course.
And my wife's best friend, Bunny, is putting the whole uh-huh. big party together tomorrow night.
Is this at a, are they having it at a home?
I don't know anything about it.
Well, you're the husband. You
all
have to
I
find
know,
out.
All I know is she's going to a wild bachelorette party tomorrow night.
You know, I don't like to analyze, but I can because I have to because your wife calls all the time, and I enjoy figuring out these things. Do you think perhaps that your wife was calling, and the whole purpose of that call was to
preemptive strike?
A preemptive strike to justify whatever behavior. She participates in tomorrow night at the bachelorette party.
It could be, because I've got to think, they're going to have a guy with a giant schlong there. They're yes. going to have, you know, they're going to have a guy like Long Dong Silver or somebody will be at this party.
And frankly, this type of thing that we're doing, I don't see your wife normally busting you on something like that.
No, and it's not like it just came up today.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've talked about for a whole week now. And we've had
quite explicitly.
Have commercials running, and uh-huh. she's not mentioned a word about it. And maybe you're right. Maybe she's just playing me.
I think, Gary, I think you ought to find out where it's going to be. I mean, not specifically, but is it going to be... You know what the big difference is? If it's at a private home or a hotel. Or if they're going out to a bar.
Both would bother me. A private home or a hotel would bother me.
And if they're going out like to a regular bar, then you know the odds are everything's going to be fine.
No problem.
Some might say if they're going out to a regular bar, that could be the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way.
You know, I remember when I was single and I was hanging around at the bachelorette party, would come into the watering hole.
I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't bother me. I trust her. It's okay.
Oh, sure.
Kind of trust her. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
From Westminster, Maryland.
Beautiful. Jeff, you've won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the season finale of our favorite show, The Sopranos, this Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for this month's big free money show on April 28.
All right.
That's when we're giving away lots of money, paying rents and mortgages. How much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
$1,200.
Oh, that's a nice big one. Love to pay that one for you.
Thank you very much.
Please make sure you're listening to the free money show. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Hold on a second. Now, I don't want to... have Fried on the show 24 hours a
no,
day.
No, but I'm glad you're doing this.
Now you made me think about it. I just want to know.
Too. I'm curious.
I just want to know where the party is. That's an excellent question. I should have asked that.
Yeah, just find out, you know, whatever details she's willing to give up about.
But you know why I didn't ask? I guess the difference is I trust
Hello?
Her.
Mm-hmm.
I trust her. She doesn't trust me. She doesn't trust me on a radio show in front of 6 million goddamn people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where's this bachelorette party at? Is it at a home?
I'm sorry. This is such a bad sell.
Is it at a home? Is it at a hotel?
I can't hear you, babe.
Oh, no.
Oh, come
on. Now she's torturing. You know, she's torturing both of us right now because I'm now equally curious.
It really doesn't bother me. It really doesn't, but I'm just curious.
Well, we'll discuss it maybe Sunday or Monday. Why don't you call me on the air Monday?
Why am I not going to see you till Monday?
No, you'll see me. But, it's no biggie. We'll talk about it sometime. It's just hard for me to hear you right this second.
All right, listen, that's fine. You can play that game with me, but the least you can do is tell me if it's at a hotel or at a residence or at a bar.
Does that stay in one place?
You know, the phone is legitimately breaking up. That's amazing.
I think she just said, though, does it have to be at one place?
You're right. I think that's what she said.
Okay, let me talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Well, whatever. You know.
You understand her when she speaks through that bad cell. You understood every word. That's not a man.
She said, would it bother you if it's at more than one place?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's at more than one place.
I don't know.
Whatever. You know, I'll smell her fingers when she gets home.
It's at a home, then a bar, then a hotel.
I'll kiss her. You know, and if she tastes salty.
Then I'll worry.
Then I'll worry. But then really, that's right there. You want the defining moment in the relationship?
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't trust me here
right.
on a radio show with 6 million witnesses,
right.
but I trust her to go out with all of her horny friends.
Of course.
To go to this horny girl's bachelorette party.
Horny girls, but now it's a horny girl's bachelorette.
That's right.
It has elevated itself to a horny girl's bachelor party.
And that's the official name, the horny girl's bachelorette party.
Horny girl's. Haven't you ever been in a watering hole where all of a sudden there was the bachelor party going? On. I've been to a couple.
I have not.
And they come in and, you know, they're usually just ready to have a good time.
Right.
The bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
The bachelorette party, I should say.
Ah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Should I call my mother-in-law?
Yeah.
She'd probably know.
Yeah, she's always very helpful to you. She going to the party? I've seen bachelorette parties where the mom was there.
Sure.
It happens.
Not that I pay to see.
Saw one just a couple of weeks ago at the Great American Steak and Buffet.
Sure. Well, that's a hell of a bachelorette party.
Big women.
Yeah, they're really going for real meat. All right, well, nobody at home in my in-laws.
Well, listen, I guess you know what?
Tune in Monday.
Yep.
We'll all find out together where the party was.
That's good. She's going to torture you all weekend with
that's fine. I've got no problem with it. You go to your party, have your fun. I'll do the show that brings in the paycheck.
You're a good earner.
That's fine with me.
A good earner.
Ready for some Hollywood true or false?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but you know... Are the girls here for the contest?
We have to find out, now that
I've got this on my brain. Robbie, will you find out if any of the contestants are here yet?
Very good. Very exciting.
Because I don't want to get into a Hollywood true or false if the contestants are here, if we can actually start the contest now.
Let's find out.
I think the contestants were supposed to be here maybe 20 minutes ago.
Good.
We'll find out. Unfortunately, we've sent the slowest person in the world. Oh, and here comes the fastest person
Hello.
In the world.
So far, we have 3 contestants.
Oh, then we should probably just start the contest. Hey, you got some of my allergy pills in your pocket?
Oh, samples.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Who do we get the Claritin Ready tabs from?
No idea.
Ah, but they're sealed, and they come in factory packaging.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific.
Beautiful. How many am I supposed to take at once?
One a day.
One a day.
It says on the package.
That's
let
correct.
It dissolve on your
Follow
tongue.
Follow those instructions.
Well, then I'll take 5.
No, just take one.
Just take one.
Because I haven't felt good for 5 days.
A little bit goes a long way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make me loopy, are they?
No. No, and that's one of the great things about these, and they work.
5 will make you loopy.
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
What do you do? You let it dissolve on your tongue?
Or in your martini.
Are you taking it now?
Yeah, I am right now. My allergies are
killing
me. Are
you supposed to take it like a normal pill, or do you, like, let it...
You let it dissolve on your tongue.
Like right. Nitro.
Really, is that what you're supposed to do?
Uh-huh.
What does it say in the instructions? All right, I'll read. Okay, everybody, I'll read the instructions.
Where you thrust it into your mouth.
Place the tablet on your tongue and close your mouth. The tablet will disintegrate within a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how about I do this show?
How's it doing?
Look
at how quickly it dissolved.
Is it dissolving?
You're supposed to swallow it, I think, after it dissolves.
Well, I don't know if it's dissolved or not.
Has it dissolved
all the way?
Yes.
All right.
How does it taste?
Mm. Salty. I got that bachelorette party.
This isn't Claritin.
All right, well then, Charlie, prepare the girls. I'll just give the boys a couple of real fast Hollywood true or falses.
Good. I'm ready.
And then we will get right to the girls. Yep. Hold on a second. We got a limo driver who's taken many bachelorettes out partying.
Mm-hmm. He'll tell you.
Okay. Hello, Barry.
Baldy.
Hi, Barry.
How you doing?
Doing great,
hey,
thank you.
Let me tell you, I've driven a lot of bachelor parties and a lot of bachelorette parties, and bachelorette parties are by far and away much worse.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. What would be the wildest thing that's ever happened as you've chauffeured the bachelorettes around?
Group sex in the back of the limo.
With boys?
Well, among other things, yeah.
Really? So, like,
yeah.
they'd invite some boys into the back of the limo and... Just
and, and let's say the limo wasn't driving straight down the freeway.
Wow. You have to ask if your wife's taking a limo.
Well,
Well, I don't think she, you know what, I bet she won't answer any of those questions now.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason I called, Don. Make sure they're not taking a limo because things get pretty wild.
All right, wild. Thank you.
Wild.
Thank you. Hello, Ed, buddy.
No.
Hey, what's going on there, guys?
Ed, turn your radio down, please.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say, man, gosh, I hate to be in your shoes right now because I know what goes on at them things, man. What do you feel about that homeboy Schlong going to be hanging around?
Well, I figured
that. You worried about that? Thinking she might get a little bit, you know, want to taste the waters?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine, but I have pictured, mm-hmm. you know, in my mind that there will be like a long dong silver guy there.
Maybe not though. Maybe I know there are also bachelorette parties where they go out to dinner and they go to a bar and that's it. And sometimes not even a bar.
No, not with Mary.
You think this?
Mary? Not with Mary.
There's something about Mary.
All right.
Hey, well, I just want to say you guys are great and love your show.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Hello, Roger.
Yes.
Roger.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just want to talk to you guys about the sexual harassment thing.
Yes.
Also, I just want to say it's great to be on your show. Love you guys.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
Yes, what, Roger?
Trouble.
What, Roger?
You guys were asking what is sexual harassment. I used to be a manager of a restaurant, and it was a big deal around there because lots of girls used to complain about it.
Was it a fast food restaurant?
It was a pizza restaurant.
And were you accused of it several times?
Almost.
Yeah.
But it's like an unwanted sexual advance by anyone against anyone else.
Thank you, counselor.
Yeah, thank you.
That clears it up.
Thank you, Perry Mason.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, he didn't turn out to be trouble, but he had potential to be.
Hello, Marcel.
You got it.
Right. Hi, Marcel.
Hey, why is he talking?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a call and just let you know there could be a flip side, too. There could either be more than one stripper or just a female stripper, like a couple of bachelor parties that my wife has thrown.
No. It's a bachelorette party.
No, I understand. But maybe they're, you know, women. They might have some women strippers there.
It
may be a schlongless bachelor.
I'm sure that could happen, too. But, hey, Marcel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcel.
You got it.
Goodbye. All right, one more call. Here's a guy named Mike from D.C. who is actually a dancer at bachelorette parties. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Buzz, I want to dance for you.
Oh, no. Stop it.
All right, here's Bronco Billy. Bronco Billy?
That's me.
Hi, Bronco Billy.
What's happening?
You dance at these parties?
I'm saying hello right now.
Turn down your radio, Bronco Billy.
My radio's off.
Okay, do you dance at these bachelorette parties?
Correct.
Bronco Billy, why are we having difficulty communicating?
I'm not having any difficulty hearing you.
Yes, you are.
You know, this gets back to my theory about how God rewards.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're right. You know, I'm going to get off another one of my God tangents, but really I do think this. Mm-hmm. Like everyone, well, how come so many retarded guys have such big tools?
I don't know this. You know, one of the questions I've always wanted to ask you about your theory, how in the name of God, and I use the name of God, do you know this to be true? Unless you've checked.
It simply is a theory.
Oh, a theory.
A theory that if God gives you a very small brain.
Yes.
That God.
It's in the presentation.
He makes up for it in other ways.
So in other words, to compensate for the small brain, he would bestow a gigantic,
you know, tool.
And I just got a good piece of advice for you concerning your wife. The older women are more mellow. The younger women are animals. The older women just want to see a show and enjoy themselves.
And the younger woman, what do they want?
They're animals.
They want to get laid, right?
Well, let's just say they're animals.
Right. They're animals.
Thank you. All right. And here's Diamond Jim. Hello. Diamond Jim.
Well, Donna Michael, I'm not only the new operations manager, well, I'm also a dancer.
Diamond Jim.
Doing a Jim McClure thing for us.
Jesus Christ.
Boy, hey, you don't have anything to worry about if he's dancing at that festival.
Hello, Pete. All the girls need magnifying glasses. Hello, Pete.
Hey,
You've seen them in Naughty Stewardesses. You see them in Naughty Cheerleaders. Now Frida Sauce joins the Naughty Bachelorette Party. More fun and more thrills.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
God, everybody's having fun.
Yeah, let me give you all right, I'll just tease you with the true or false, then we have to do a break and we'll get right to the girls for the Bush contest.
Okay.
Okay, these are Hollywood true or false.
Good.
Okay, Mike, this one's for you.
Okay.
Jodie Foster,
Jodie,
was mauled by a lion at age 8. True or false?
False.
True.
Oh, my God.
While shooting the Disney movie Napoleon and Samantha.
I think we have a tape of that, of her reaction to that, don't we, after that that lion?
It was a horrible, horrible
It was
incident.
Really horrible, and she was unable to get over
Very
it.
Upset at the time.
Hold on, we're waiting to get all the parts of this together. No, Mumbles? There you go. Beautiful. Got it. Here's the tape of Jodie Foster being mauled by the lion. Here we go. Now he's going to bite her, and then she's going to get pissed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Buzz, here is one for you,
okay?
Neve Campbell suffered a nervous breakdown at age 14.
I'll say true.
True.
Are they all true?
No.
Okay.
Mike.
Yes.
James Woods is a Los Angeles Police Department reserve officer.
True. Yeah, I figured he's a big right-wing guy. I figured he'd do something like that.
Sure. Buzz, Edward Norton's grandfather invented the shopping mall.
I'll say no. False.
That's also true.
Wow.
Mike.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage suffers from vertigo.
True.
Also,
they've all true. They've all been true.
Well, I'm trying to fool you guys here.
Are they all true, though?
No.
All right.
No, they're not all true.
We've had four true in a row.
Okay. But see, but you're waiting for... I'm trying to be a step ahead of you now.
I understand.
Okay.
Just sounds very suspect that they're all true.
Buzz, Laura Flynn Boyle is dyslexic.
I'll say false.
Right. Okay, everybody happy now?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mike, Matt Damon's father is a counselor at a drug rehab facility in Southern California.
True.
False.
Yeah, all right.
False. Buzz, Matthew Perry's stepfather is NBC News correspondent Keith Morrison.
I'll say false.
True.
That's an interesting one.
Mike, Warren Beatty is godfather to Melanie Griffith's son.
False.
True.
Oh, man, I'm surprised at that. I wouldn't think they'd hang out together.
Buzz, Jenna Elfman is a classically trained ballerina.
Oh, true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me give you one more, Mike. Let me pick a good one for you. Okay? Yo.
Okay, yo.
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 True.
John Travolta worked in a cemetery when he was in college.
I know that Sean Connery was a coffin polisher, but I will say false.
Yes, that's true.
All right.
Buzz.
Yes.
Sharon Stone is allergic to raspberries.
Was it true or false, the last one?
It was false. You guessed right.
Oh, I guessed right. Okay.
I gave you the ding because you were
Very
correct.
Good. Okay.
Who's allergic to raspberries?
Sharon Stone.
I'll say yes.
True. Also true.
The raspberries.
Mike.
Yes, Danny.
Mike Myers is allergic to bee stings.
True.
False.
Darn it. I would think he was.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore has an aversion to being touched.
Oh, I'd say false.
True.
Wow.
True.
Drew Barrymore?
Has an aversion to being touched.
Hard to believe.
True.
That is amazing. She looks like she's been touched by the whole team.
Let me see. Mike. I think I look for a good one for Mike. Mike. Kirstie Alley won $5,000 on Match Game 73.
True.
That's
I know because I've seen the tape of it.
Nice. That is true.
She was a hottie when back when she did that. She was hot.
Buzz, Sharon Stone is a member of Mensa.
I'll say true.
Also true.
Smart lady.
Yes, she is.
Mike.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd's grandfather was a Canadian Mountie.
Danny.
Well, I know Dan Aykroyd is Canadian, Danny. I'm going to say true.
Oh, false.
That's a good trick question.
Buzz. Lucy Liu is 4'7".
I'll say true.
It's 5'1".
It's very short.
Mike.
4'7".
No.
Mike.
Yes.
Let me see.
Danny. Laura.
Danny.
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 Sit down, Danny.
Danny.
Jason Alexander has an encyclopedic knowledge of Star Trek.
False.
True.
Oh, man.
Buzz.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore refuses to neuter her dogs because she thinks it's unnatural.
I'll say false.
That's true.
Oh, man.
I got 400 of these.
These are the, and they're getting tougher and tougher.
400 true or falses.
Man, I thought for a minute there they were all true.
I know.
I know. That was your way of tricking us.
Yes, it was.
Lulling us.
You decided to try to trick me, so I know that you know that you wanted me.
See how he did that, Buzz?
Yes,
you see where my winning percentage went after I did that?
I saw that.
Don't screw with LQ.
I know that.
Time out. We'll meet the girls for the Bush contest right after this.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to them, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie. All right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody. Let's meet the girls.
Wonderful.
We have 5 to 7 who are confirmed to come down. There's a major Friday traffic.
Yeah, there usually is
on the Beltway. So we're going to start. There are 3 here. So we'll start with these 3.
That's good. I mean, and if the other ones don't make it on time,
right?
I mean, these 3 will all get the hair removal.
Cool. Right. And we'll still award a first prize, a second prize, third prize, a first place, second place, and third place.
Absolutely.
So we will have the queen of the hairy bushes, and then the princess of the hairy bushes.
Princess, if anything happens to the queen, I will fulfill her duties.
And then the queen, princess, what's below princess?
Like, maid.
The maid. The maid of the hairy bushes.
That's right.
And here come the girls.
Oh, wonderful.
4 girls.
Oh, 4.
4.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Excellent. Bring them in.
Fantastic.
We'll have a real competition.
So we've got a real competition. One of these women won't get the hair.
All right. Let's meet our first gal.
I'll have the list for you with the names in just a second.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's meet the first girl while Charlie's getting the...
First girl, enter and sign in, please. There's your microphone right there.
Right
see
there.
It? Right there. Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
D.
Oh, D.
Hi.
Yes, D.
Hi.
Are you nervously working that little, like, hair thing that you have on your wrist?
Yes.
Are you a nervous wreck being in here?
Yes.
Don't be nervous, Dee.
You smell very nice, Dee.
Thank you.
You're among friends. Dee, who was the celebrity you told us that you thought you most resembled?
Well, I couldn't think of anybody, but you made me guess, so I said...
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, and Gloria Estefan.
And Gloria Estefan, yes.
I don't have the big ass.
No, you don't. No,
right? That's true.
No, you do have that very exotic Latin look about you.
And you...
Well, that's why I was going for the Latin look.
And you have a problem with hair down there?
I have a problem with hair everywhere.
Something where laser surgery might help you.
Yes.
Let me just point out that the 3 girls' hair everywhere. Are you the girl that had the hair all the way back to the other side?
Oh, no, I didn't say that, but...
Oh, okay.
Do you? Do you? Well, we'll find out in a minute.
Of course.
3 of these lucky women will receive permanent hair laser removal from their bikini area.
Very good.
Courtesy of Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute. Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute offers guaranteed permanent body hair removal for all skin types. Call 1-800-228-7959. If the hair grows back, you come back for free.
Oh. So you see that? If any of the hair grows back, you can storm into the doctor's office and say, look at this.
Well, we'll have 5 judges today. It'll be me and Mike. and Rob and Buzz and Charlie Broyhill.
Very good, and we're all going to tabulate. What scale will we be? What will be the hair scale today?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. 5 being the hairiest?
5 the hairiest, and of course, as always, just to piss off the portion of the audience that hates this, we'll do it with the percentages. Like, you could give a girl a 4.8.
Right.
If she was very hairy, you could give her a 1.1 if she wasn't very hairy.
Good, but of course, 5 is the ceiling. That is
right.
That is the absolute top.
If a girl gets a 5, that's an immediate problem.
All right.
All right, let's...
according to your conversation with Frida, what was the comment you made about if the girl's coming in for this contest, they must not be very worth looking at or, pleasing or...
Just down there.
Mm.
Just down there.
So our top grade is 5 and our lowest grade is 1.
Yes.
Very good.
All right, is everybody ready? Buzz, you better come in here.
Ready. You would
right?
be good idea. Jennifer Lopez, Gloria Estefan look like D.
D.
All right.
Is
and
that
you know
true?
What? Yes.
And Rob, you better?
Yeah, I think so.
You better turn the lights up, Rob.
So what do I have to do? I didn't hear that part of the contest.
You mean you're just thinking about that now? You you come all the way down here and you're just coming on.
I don't have a big S on my chest. I don't have X-ray vision, honey.
We just need a very brief look at the garden just to see, you know, what
we
you got happening.
We need to see what's happening.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
We're ready.
On. Charlie Broyhill's not in here yet.
All right.
Can you hold on, please?
That'll make you feel 5 guys.
Okay.
5 guys.
All right, we're ready.
All right.
Let's take a peek.
We're going to see the garden. Are you ready? Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. All right.
Well, now,
I had a little trim, but, you know, it can get out of hand.
I can see where it would get out of hand. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's not nearly as bad as I thought it would be, though.
No, it's not.
It has been in the past, but thanks to my boyfriend, he's giving me a trim.
Okay, so you think all right, go ahead.
Pull up your britches.
That's all you have to do.
Pull up your britches.
All right, but...
That wasn't too bad.
Okay.
All right.
And I should mention, your instructions... Yes.
I am 29, and it wasn't until about a year and a half ago when I had my first trim that I had my first complaint.
Oh, really?
Gotcha.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
I think your instructions to all of the contestants were to let it go.
Right, you weren't supposed to
be fair to Dee.
You weren't supposed to do it
Tuesday.
Yeah, you
Wednesday.
See? And that might be a problem for you, Dee, that you didn't just let it go, you know?
Okay. Right.
All right.
Well, not nearly as messy as I thought it would be. Okay, get out of here. Thank you, Dee. Well,
I
actually,
feel better.
Thank you, D.
But there are only 4 contestants, so maybe you'll be in the running.
All right, Charlie, there's my grade. Mike, you want to pass your grade over to...
Are we doing all... We've got a little graph.
Oh, I see.
Charlie was very organized and put together a nice little graph for
us. All right, let's meet our second girl.
Very good.
I have no idea who she is. And there's 5 girls on the sheet, but only 4 have shown up. Is that right?
Is this Lee or Fonda?
Who is this?
Fonda, step up to the microphone, please. Hi, how are you?
Can I say my full name?
What's that?
Fonda Peters.
Okay.
Fonda Peters.
I couldn't call in and you wouldn't receive it, so I just...
Fonda Peters.
I just got it.
You're
even slow.
Yes, I am.
And
I even read it on the card.
Uh-huh.
Fonda Peters, the celebrity you think you most resemble is?
Well, I asked my husband before I called in because I really don't have a clue. And he said the Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, you're much better looking than Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think she's really pretty.
You're wearing a Jamie Lee Curtis kind of look today.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis wears a lot of different things.
Yeah,
so
I think that kind of looks like something she'd wear.
Well, there you go.
A leopard top and stretchy pants. And do you have a problem down there?
Well, I'm going on my vacation, like you guys, next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so most girls with problems usually tend to their garden before they go away. And I have a waxing appointment on Saturday, so I mowed the lawn, but I did not do the hedges.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can use your imagination on the volume, but you can see the...
So once again, we're going to have to use our imagination.
Okay.
I should mention that our last contestant, you know, unfortunately, there was just a little too much maintenance done.
All right, well, let's see.
So we'll be the judge of that.
Drop them, Fonda.
Fonda Peters is in here. That is a pretty funny name. That is a pretty... I've never heard that one before.
Both of the women who have signed up for this contest thus far, not at all what I expected.
No, not beastie-like.
I expected a couple of Broomhildas coming in.
I know.
They didn't give, you know, us enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Frida, which one's Frida's one? Okay, I was going to... There was only 3 women here for a while, and I thought maybe we could really please Frida by just... like being the only three here, and then we wouldn't have to have a contest.
Enough talk about freedom. Enough talk about freedom. Let's see.
All right, here we go. We're going to get a view.
I can already see with their underpants on. Round of applause. See, now she didn't even have to take her underpants off.
She does not have to
remove
the seat. I hope my husband appreciates this because he really wants a short run.
Well, I tell you right now, very good. Congratulations.
Okay. My God.
Yeah, let's give her another round of applause for Fonda Peters.
Thank you. Good. And thanks to my husband for being supportive.
Now, two gigantic Brillo pads.
What she did was she took the advice that was given, which was to let it go. All right.
Now,
there we
I would
go.
Love to be a winner, but I don't want the title.
Okay.
Well, you might get it, honey. I can't tell you for sure.
Thank you, Fonda Peters.
Fonda Peters. That is Fonda Peters.
I love that name.
And she did not even have to take her underpants off.
No, which really is, you know, if you've got someone that actually is in that condition.
You know what it was like? It was like Bozo the Clown's hair. That's what it looked like.
There you go. All right.
Okay, here is, you are...
Kelly.
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, Kelly, who said she looks like Zeta.
All right.
Zeta. Catherine Zeta.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm well. Yourself?
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Kelly, you look far too cute to have this problem.
I have this problem.
This problem.
I hide everything you can't see I've got, but if you can see it, then it's maintained. But beyond that...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that you figured you need permanent help with.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. She's cute, too.
This is Kelly.
She's
really cute. Okay,
contestant number three.
Drop him. All righty.
Yeah, drop him.
Here Let's we go. We'll go be ahead. The judges. All right, drop she's em. Turning. She's got her back to us.
All right, now we can see she has on thong underwear.
Yes.
Can you see that? If you get close, you can see how there's like three hairs coming out of the follicle. If I bend over, you can see that the hairs
All right.
And
she bent over. Another one who didn't have to take her underpants off for us to see everything that was happening.
Yeah, it's not that bad, frankly.
I had shaved it all off.
Have? Okay.
Yeah.
All
and right. This is about like a week's worth of not doing anything.
Okay.
Because you guys told me to wait.
Right.
But prior, it was like I had to use a separate shampoo and a separate conditioner for it down there.
When she bent over, though, did you get a good look at that?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Okay,
most certainly did.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Very thank good. You.
This is a fun game.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying this.
Nice meeting you, Kelly.
Hope the Laser Center wants to do this again sometime.
Let's all fill out our forms with Kelly.
Very good.
Kelly.
She's no Fonda Peters, I'll tell you that right now.
No, Fonda Peters look like Krusty the Clown hair.
Here we go.
All right. Here's our next contestant.
Who is this? Enter and sign in, please.
Hi.
You are?
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
From Baltimore? Got the problem, Lee?
Yes, I do.
Long time problem?
Yep.
Yeah.
No need to be nervous. Look at how your hands are shaking. Don't be nervous.
Absolutely no need. Of course, we will be the judge of that.
Don't be nervous.
Now, did you take the advice that some of the other contestants did not necessarily take, where you got to let everything go for a week or so?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right, let's see.
All right, let's check it out.
Let's get right
here.
We go.
There we go. She will be hiking up the skirt. All right, we'll be taking a look there.
Well,
yeah.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, very hard to tell.
Frankly, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it really is. Let's see. We're going to get a look.
There we go.
All right, here we go.
There go the drawers.
Oh, yeah.
Well
it could, yeah.
Like spread your
Okay, Lee.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you.
Now that was our fourth contestant, right?
Is that all we got, Charlie?
Charlie, is that the only contestants that we have so far?
So far, I'll have to check out front if the others have shown up.
Right, hold on. We definitely have a so to speak pecking order.
Yep.
We really do.
We sure do.
Charlie is now tabulating all of the votes.
You know, we should leave this contest open for a few more minutes to see if the other girls arrive, since the Beltway is such a mess today.
I think that's a very good idea. It was a fascinating contest.
Of the four, I gave one woman a very, very high grade.
So did I.
I gave one of the women a medium grade.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them received very low scores, which I think they should be pleased with.
Yeah, it was a lot of middle of the pack, but there was one clear leader. And then the last contestant, we just needed we don't want to sound like pervs here, but we needed a closer look.
Yes. Well, she lifted up her dress.
And there was really no evidence that we could see with, simply too much underwear.
With her underpants.
That's right. Simply
too much coverage.
The other contestant hasn't shown up yet, but if you want to wait till after news.
Yeah, the same thing he has. You have that same thing in your throat.
No, that's stock. I'm always like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do a break of news, and we'll give the other girls a chance to come down.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Thank you for turning the lights back down, Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it.
Jesus Christ.
All right, ladies.
Bye-bye.
They all go.
Bye, girls. They all go out. Now they get to a point out in the lobby, and everybody who comes in, of course, goes, oh, you must be the Messy Bush girls.
Hi, girls.
There they are.
All right.
Hey, Buzzy?
Yes.
Buzzy, let's do a real brief hit on the news and the comments here.
All right.
What is your lead story for this early segment of news?
The lovely Halle Berry says she's innocent.
Oh. You know, I bet she doesn't have that problem.
No. I'd sure like to check it out.
But please stay tuned now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
The news and
coming
comments
up
coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Sorry, honey. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Men, tired of hair replacement methods that look terrible and just don't work? Well, now, due to a revolutionary process, a full, natural head of hair is no longer just a dream. So why wait? Do what hundreds of active men have already done.
I was completely bald just 6 months ago, until I discovered the Pubic Hair Club for Men.
Yes, the Pubic Hair Club for Men will change your life. And here are the facts. Pubic hair never needs cutting, never needs curling. Just a shot of Cruex, and you're on the go. Say goodbye to expensive body waves and styling bills. Pubic hair is genetically pre-programmed to grow only so much. Put hair on your head with no overhead.
I had more than enough hair down there, so when Pubic Hair Club moved it up top, I was ecstatic.
We take hundreds of tiny pubic hairs and arrange them in a natural, healthy pattern. The color, the luster, and of course, the undeniable curl that says pubic hair.
Hi, I'm Ned Ulock. And remember, I'm not only president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men, I'm also a client.
So what are you waiting for?
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Listen, I don't want this to be interpreted as sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But I did want to mention to the women who work here,
yes,
there is still time to enter the contest.
Don, I have some bad news. The employees are ineligible to win.
What if we decided they had a special clause because they were so needy?
Well, you know, you'd have to go and do an individual survey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi,
Radio there. God.
Hi.
Hey, I had a terrible experience during your contest.
Yeah.
I live in Warrington. I was driving by a farm, and as soon as you told the one lady to take her panties down,
yeah,
I got the whiff of fertilizer at the same exact moment.
Oh, dear.
Really?
And almost threw up.
Wow. Yeah, that's it's almost like when you used to go to the movies when they had smell-o-vision.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was too real. I couldn't stand it.
I didn't want to say anything while the contestants were in here.
Of course.
Yeah. How bad was it?
Well, one of the women, and I don't know if she's going to end up winning or not,
mm-hmm,
because we haven't finished tabulating the votes. And
right.
We don't know if there's any more girls showing up.
Right.
But if she wins,
yes,
I'm going to throw in the mustache.
Ah, very good. Okay, wonderful.
Because she had a bit of a stash also.
I think that's terrific.
Very generous.
Right. I think it's very fair.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right.
Great. You know, I mean, you go by different places and get a wafting odor in the car, and you can stick it on whatever bit we're doing at the time.
A couple of those girls were all right.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Ooh, loopy. Oh. Loopy for the hair removal.
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
Danny.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Halle Berry didn't make it to court today, but on her behalf, her lawyer entered a plea of innocence to charges she left the scene of an accident.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's the lawyer now. Good boy. And there's the wreck
Stay
in
cool.
Hollywood.
Stay cool.
He's representing everybody, Buzz. The 31-year-old actress faces a possible year in jail if she's convicted. Her next court date is April 21st. There have been reports that Berry has had driving problems before. The other driver in this incident is suing. She got a broken wrist and, she says, other injuries. Berry got a gash on her forehead that required 22 stitches.
Nice gash. She has matching gashes. Gash.
How can she plead innocent if she left?
That's a good question.
I'm just kind of curious.
You're allowed to enter whatever plea you want to.
I suppose.
Stay cool.
So.
Stay cool.
Listen, Donald Ephraim's in charge.
He'll figure it out.
Perhaps there were extenuating circumstances.
Yes, of course.
A jury in Miami has decided that smoking caused cancer in 3 sick smokers. And with that, the jury awarded 2 of the smokers $6.9 million in damages.
Robbie, where's my smoker's tape?
The tobacco industry may have to pay more than $12.5 million to all 3, and that could just be the beginning. In a couple of weeks.
Mouth, eye, and lung, chimney breath.
Sorry, buddy.
Jaw sucking tobacco face. Lung infested yellow fingers. Opal using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people.
No, right.
Smokers are people, too.
Smokers are people, too, Buzz.
That's Lucy, isn't it?
That's right.
In a couple of weeks, if all these millions weren't enough, the punishment phase of the trial begins. The tobacco industry says a ruling like this could very well bankrupt it.
But here's what I don't get about that.
All right.
These people who are suing?
Those people, yes.
Like, when did they figure out that smoking was bad for them?
Well, how old were they? I'm curious about that, too, because if you go back, you know,
I was... Oh, John!
If you go back a certain number of years,
right.
I mean, people legitimately
like,
no.
30 years ago, though.
Yeah, 30 years would be
30
probably...
30 years ago, people were hip to the fact that smoking wasn't good for
That'd probably be the cutoff. About 30 years ago, people were hip
I
to it.
I think by 65 or so, the warning started appearing on cigarette packs.
In 1960, the widow of Nat King Cole tried to sue because he died and didn't get anything for it. Right. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's fairly recently.
So, unless they're very, very old, I would throw this out. I would say, well, can't you read... The warning on the box?
I think the issue is that, you know, here they are still making the cigarettes and knowing that cigarettes kill people. That the basic idea is that they're making these things that kill people. They know it. The people that smoke it know it, but it doesn't matter. They just shouldn't be selling them, period. What they're saying is we shouldn't have this industry anymore
at all. No, that's wrong because it's free will.
Right.
Well, you know, not entirely.
They're making them. You choose to buy them and to consume them.
Well, you don't.
I'm not arguing the point. I am simply saying that is what the attitude is, really. I mean, that they know that they are selling things that kill people.
Well, then why doesn't Rudy Marsky sue all the liquor companies?
He will.
Because, you know... Because his liver's so bad.
And you can, you know, make a case that, you know, they sell things that they know kill people, too. If you get into this, really, you get it, you open a whole... can of worms.
Then how come fat guys who die of heart attacks, how come their families don't sue Velveeta for making cheese whiz?
You could take it to that extreme.
Because if those guys didn't eat all that stuff, their arteries wouldn't have been all clogged and they wouldn't have died.
But I think one of the primary things that if you've seen the movie The Insider, one of the real issues about these tobacco companies is that early on they had research that indicated that there were certain things they were putting in their cigarettes that they didn't need to put in their cigarettes that were killing people. And that the chemicals that were in cigarettes that didn't need to be in cigarettes that were put in there specifically to make the addiction worse, that's what what a lot of these cases
are. Former Surgeon General Koop has said that tobacco is as addictive, if not more so, than heroin.
I don't listen to any guy who looks like Captain Kangaroo.
And even
that is my thought on Koop.
And if you put a warning on packs of heroin, that probably wouldn't keep an addict from using it.
You know, I got to tell you something.
Koop always looked like a child toucher to me anyway.
It is so hard to say. And to somebody who's lost somebody because of cigarette smoking, I lost my father because of cigarette smoking.
Right.
You can't, it just seems to me, it boggles the mind that you can say the tobacco company is responsible because, yes, they did produce the product, but the bottom line is when you walk in and you buy a pack of cigarettes...
It's the same argument as with this show. When people complain about this show and they say, this show should be taken off the air, the answer is always...
You've got to dial.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Who's forcing you to get in your car and turn your radio to listen to our show every day? If you don't want to get lung cancer... Don't smoke cigarettes.
I've had this discussion with my mom about it. I mean, nobody's closer to this than my mother is, and she says, you know, hey, I mean, that you can't do this in every situation. You really can't.
True.
And I don't know what...
Not guilty, Buzz.
I don't know. It's very
not guilty.
I'll tell you, but if they did stuff in the cigarettes...
Bang my gavel.
If they did put stuff in the cigarettes that they knew... That they knew was making them more addictive, and it was poisonous... that's a different story. You know, if you're wrapping them in paper and you're putting the tobacco in there. And
well, why don't we sue Starbucks? Because they're selling an addictive product, and perhaps someone drinks five cups of coffee, and they get so hepped up that they go out and they do something rash and they have a heart attack.
If Starbucks puts something in the coffee that is a chemical that is designed to make their product more addictive, and that chemical is poisonous, then I'd have a problem.
That'd be
Starbucks.
Different.
And that's the only problem I have with it. And that's the thing that the insider's all about. Not just selling cigarettes, but putting chemicals in the cigarettes, but that's not what this case is.
It's a choice. God damn it, it's a choice. These people choose to smoke the cigarette.
But you will agree that if they choose to smoke the cigarettes, it's one thing. But if the cigarette companies or any other company is putting something that can kill you in, knowing it can kill you, and doing it specifically to make the product more addictive, whether it's a soda pop, whether it's a sandwich, whether it's anything, if they're doing that, then they've broken the law.
I don't know.
You know, and I consider that a victory.
I don't know.
That's good. If I get an I don't know from you, I feel that I've pled a very good case.
But I don't think that's what all this is about. I think this is about somebody who smoked cigarettes, got cancer, and then said, hey, you know what?
Yeah, I do.
Christ, Philip Morris is worth $500 billion. I'm going to get my percentage of that.
You know, I haven't read enough about these cases, really, because it's depressing to read, to read about. Because, everybody knows now cigarettes kill you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know that. It's a fact,
right.
But I don't know whether it is about whether they put poison in these cigarettes or whether they put chemicals in to make them more addictive.
No, it's just like the lady who sued Nike because she tripped over her shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, it's the same thing. We are so goddamn consumed with lawsuits, and everything that goes wrong, you got to blame on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
What do you think the cavemen did? Who did the cavemen sue when they got cancer from smoking tobacco leaves?
The lion, the snaggletooth lion with the big fangs. The saber-toothed tiger. That's what I was looking for.
That's him.
Well, if you surf the net for free pornography, a warning. AT&T says you may get billed for international phone calls you didn't make, and you're going to have to pay for them.
Yeah.
The phone company says some free porn websites use your modem to make long-distance calls to places as far away as Africa. Even though you have to click on a disclaimer for this to happen, AT&T says a number of its customers were surprised when their phone bill arrived. AT&T says it's not responsible for those charges, but it says you can tell your local phone company in advance to block international calls on your line.
Yeah, you can tell if you know that this is going to happen.
Well, or you could just do it today. Call the phone company, your local phone company today, say don't allow any international calls on my line, and that will prevent this from happening in the future. The phone now.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
What's that, Dave?
Earplugs. Oh, man.
Dave.
You know, sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself up.
Dave's in Zimbabwe.
Hey, I want to tell you something about Dave.
Yes.
That since Dave has had his heart attack.
Right.
Or whatever it is that happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Bypass surgery.
And who's he going to sue about that, incidentally? I've gotten in the habit of taping his show again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you something. That Letterman is back to being the way he used to be.
He was certainly kicking after the surgery. Is it still funny?
I saw two shows last week. I taped them all last week. And two shows were funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He had that prick Gabriel Byrne on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And that guy's such a bore.
He is.
He's the first guest.
He's a giant yawn.
And he comes out and he sits down, the self-righteous prick who's on Broadway, and he thinks that Letterman's just going to ask him about being on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Dave asked him what it was like to be married to... He was married to Skillet Face. What's her name? Ellen Barkin.
Oh, Ellen Barkin. Okay.
And how Ellen Barkin took the kids and moved in with some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not want to continue the line of questioning,
right.
And Letterman would not stop. Just sat there, crossed his legs, and said, "Oh, that Ellen Barkin. Oh man, what's the deal there?"
Oh God!
And he didn't want to discuss it. And the other thing that was great was he's goofing on Jay Leno now.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I actually heard David Letterman do an impression of Jay Leno.
I like that.
David Letterman was going, Mr. Bush, and sticking his chin out and stuff. I mean, that's great stuff. Letterman's not done anything like that in a long, long time.
Go on the attack, Dave.
Yeah, he's good. I'm taping him again.
That's good for it. A sixth grader in suburban New York has been suspended for 5 days for sexual harassment.
Ah, you should have seen the CBS video.
Seems like a theme on today's show. He supposedly told a rhyme to a couple of girls on the playground that went like this.
Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, little day. Don't tell me.
Sixth grader, right? Roses are red. Violets are black. Your chest is as flat as your back. That was the sixth grader's little poem.
That's very nice.
Very clever, boys. The parents of the 11-year-old have been called to a formal hearing next week. They've been told they might want to bring a lawyer with them to that.
Sit down, Danny.
That formal hearing.
Sit down, Danny.
There's the lawyer.
Danny. Sit down, Danny.
The boy's mom calls the suspension political correctness run amok. She says her son doesn't even know what sexual harassment means.
Jesus, I mean, whatever happened to, like, putting the kid in the corner for an hour?
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. David.
Yes, sir.
David.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the air.
Just wanted to join in on your smokers conversation.
Uh-huh.
I've got a dad that is on oxygen 24 hours a day, and nobody caused this but him. I mean, I'm sympathetic, yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, really.
Right. The tobacco companies are not to blame for this.
All right, your dad's not suing anybody yet, is he?
You better not.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
Our son will cut off the oxygen.
It's right. Bad, but anybody that, you know, within that 30-year window.
Yeah, forget about it. Hello, Heather.
Yes, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was just wondering, I completely agree with you guys about the tobacco industries not being responsible, but what about public bans on public places of smoking? I mean, do you think that you should be allowed to smoke in a restaurant?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I really do. And you know what? I'll tell you something else that pisses me off. When I go, like, to a stadium,
yeah.
I think if you're outdoors at
right.
a football game or a baseball game,
mm-hmm.
you'd be able to smoke there, too.
I agree.
You know, I totally agree with outside. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that inside in confined
no.
areas.
No, what you should do is sit in a non-smoking area.
Or you have restaurants that choose to be smoke-free, and then you choose to go to that restaurant, or you choose... But, they're, you know, making a law like in Southern California where you can't smoke in any restaurant.
Oh, my God. But no, it pissed me off today. I stopped at the ATM on my way to work,
mm-hmm.
and there was a cigar in my ashtray in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of my car. I went to the ATM. I got my money. I got back in the car. I'm in my car outside with the windows down. I light the cigar again. And the woman in the car next to me, who's waiting for somebody in the bank, she does this with her hand, like to blow the smoke away. And I look at her like, are you out of your mind, you crazy bitch? I'm outside. My windows are down. I'm in my car. And you're going to give me the thing like, oh, ooh, too much smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you sure she hadn't just farted?
Maybe. And I had thought about that. Maybe you're right.
I was, honey, I was at the bank today, and I broke wind, and this man went nuts.
Heather, thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Hold on. We'll do another Midnight News break when we come right back.
This is the Dawn. Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, it was like the day before the heart attack. We went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
Coolie campy chap, Don and Mike.
Have not shown up yet for the Messy Bush contest, so
I feel like it's going to come down to the four we have here.
Yep, we'll do a couple more stories with Buzz. Bring the girls in.
Very good.
And we'll pick a winner. Do you want to take any more calls about this smoking thing?
Well, one more or two more, why not?
Hello, Sylvia.
Hi, I wanted to disagree with you about the smoking issue.
I'd like to hear somebody disagree, because I know there are two sides to every story.
Well, I think the key thing that really makes a difference is realizing what it was like back in the 60s. And my dad died of lung cancer, and I know that he tried very hard to quit. And at that time, there was always, try this brand or this brand, it's safer.
You know, and if you're past that window, I sympathize.
But we're talking about today, though.
currently.
Yeah, but now a lot of the tobacco litigation is people who started smoking in the 40s or the 50s.
Well, this is the whole point.
It's non-addictive.
And that's it makes it more legit, I think, when you
That's
do that.
The point we asked Buzz. How old are the people who were suing the tobacco company this time? If they were within the last 30 years...
But I will tell you, my father, who started smoking in the 30s,
right.
And, you know, and my mom, who smoked in the 30s, they kind of have the same attitude. I mean, and you're talking about somebody who died because of smoking, and it's just like, well, he did know at a certain point that it was bad for you, and you can say, well, you know, at that point, why don't you think that they're guilty for getting him hooked in the first place? But you can't. I don't know. I just don't look at it.
By the time a lot of people...
But at that point, they're addicted.
Right. By the time they had that information, they were hooked. They were junkies.
This is why you should make me your king.
I agree.
Make me your king, because I will let a waiver go for all people who started smoking before 1965. They can sue the ass off the tobacco company.
You know, that is one way of looking at it. I mean, you can look at it for people that started, and you're talking about the addictive powers of it, people that tried to quit that couldn't quit, and, you know, I can see their point there.
Hello.
I mean, why not?
Bill from Wisconsin.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey. I started listening to your show about 3 weeks ago. I think you're really cool.
Hey there.
The thing that bothers me is I live right next to a bus stop, and these people smoke, and they throw their butts right on the ground. So what I did, I took a half plastic barrel, put some sand in it, and put it out there for them. And the city come along and told me I had to take it away because there's flammable material in there and it could start a fire.
Let's go to the king. What would you do in that situation? Doesn't this man have the right to cab his bucket half full of sand?
I would tell him to move away from a bus stop.
Well, there you go.
That's the king.
You are the wise king.
He
would have to because you were king.
Right.
Yeah, what I'm seriously thinking about doing is one of these nights when it's nice and dark out and there's no traffic, take the bus stop sign and move it to somebody else's house.
There you go. There you go. That's your Wisconsin logic. Yeah, hey there.
Go, Pack, go!
What we used to do when we were kids, we used to pretend we had a rope, and one would run one side of the room, and one would run the other side of the road, and you grab a tree and you pretend you wrap the rope around it.
Oh, I've done that.
See how fast these people stop and go out there for a rope.
I did that. I didn't do a lot of stuff like that. That's one of the things we did as a kid.
Yeah, dear. Thank you, dear.
You bet. Bye.
Nobody ever really slammed their brakes on, but everybody slowed down. You sit there. Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
No. Never heard of it before.
It wasn't a busy highway. It was just like a regular street.
Right.
And we stood. One kid would stand on one side of the road and another kid on the other side. And when a car would come by, you'd sit there and you'd hold the rope across like that. And everybody would slow down.
Hello.
I don't recommend anyone do that today.
No, of course not.
Hello, Matt.
Yes. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Yeah. My friend and I went to a bar last week to watch some NCAA basketball. And a couple came in with a newborn baby. I would say they're no older than 30 years old, and they just start lighting them up. I mean, I'm asthmatic.
Well,
I can't smoke.
Listen, they couldn't find a sitter. Case dismissed.
Buzz, what's your next story?
Strange but true.
I mean, what would you rather have, the baby at home alone?
Which is the only option.
Next case.
And when are they going to come out with cigarettes for asthmatics?
And
anyway?
The baby at home in a cloud of smoke.
Right.
Oh, you know, probably better for the baby to be in the smoke environment out in the restaurant.
Right, it's more healthy there.
Sure.
Strange but true. A partially eaten chicken dinner may solve the mystery of a multiple murder 7 years ago in Chicago. That partially eaten dinner was taken from a trash can after the shooting, and it matches a receipt stamped just before the shooting started. Now, police have extracted the DNA from the saliva left on that chicken, and it doesn't match any of the victims, and it doesn't match most of the suspects.
Chickens in the news.
A murder 7 years ago being solved by DNA left on partially eaten chicken.
How would you know that, man? You're the guy that did it and you had that chicken. Why did I have to have the chicken?
That Los Angeles lawyer who said he had one of the three still missing Oscar statues didn't. After luring scores of photographers and reporters to his office yesterday, Stephen Yagman explained that what he had was, quote, a prop to show you what an Oscar looks like. You can buy Oscar lookalikes all over Hollywood. The lawyer pulled the scam to draw a lawsuit that he's filed on behalf of a man he says was falsely arrested in the case of the missing Oscars.
We're getting some interference here. I'm sorry.
I detected that. His 15 minutes isn't over yet. Jerry Springer has just signed a deal to continue his talk show through 2005.
Jerry,
the Jolly Springman.
God.
And for this, he's getting $30 million.
Worth it.
We all make mistakes, but New York TV news anchor Sue Simmons made a doozy the other day.
Oh, Channel 4.
Yes, on the anniversary of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King, Simmons referred to his assassin as James Earl Jones.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hey, anybody in New York, give us a tape of that. I'd love to play that.
My God.
It was, of course, the late James Earl Ray, and, of course, she knew that and later corrected herself.
Good for her.
Now piss off.
Yeah, just remember those TV anchors.
Oh, is this the anchor lady? Piss off. Japan is now the latest country where more people use mobile phones than traditional landlines.
Oh, that's right, Buzz.
This might be bad news for radio shows. I'm not sure. The UN says cell phones will outnumber the hardwired variety within the next 10 years.
All right. Oh, I love my cell phone. I love it.
And I was surprised to hear this, and because you bleed red, white, and blue, this may disturb you. Cell phones are already number one in Japan, Finland, Cambodia, and Rwanda. They're about to pass that mark in South Korea and Italy. The U.S. still has far to go.
That doesn't bother me, Buzz.
Okay, good.
Because I go with what Reggie White said.
Yes?
If you want technology, go to Asia.
Yes, absolutely.
Asians, they can take a TV
and put it on your wrist.
Put it on a watch on your wrist. That's what the Reverend Reggie White said.
Mm-hmm. You follow his teachings.
Amen, brother. Amen.
When word got out that a serious environmental interview with President Clinton would be conducted for ABC News by Lenny DiCaprio, the serious news folk at the network went into convulsions. Sam Donaldson, to name one.
Sam Donaldson, Mr. President, why is Leonard DiCaprio interviewing the president?
The head of ABC News quickly denied that it was planned that way. In an email, he told his senior staffers, no one is that stupid.
Mr. President, are you gay?
He says DiCaprio was simply supposed to tour the environmentally improved White House with the president, and the interview was the president's idea at the last minute.
Mr. President, where are you taking Leonardo DiCaprio?
But DiCaprio and the White House say that's not the way it happened. They say it was understood up front that there would be an interview and that DiCaprio would be doing it.
Mr. President, are you taking the boy to the living quarters?
An ABC spokeswoman says we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
All right, one more, Buzzy.
All right, and it has to be this one.
Letty.
Oh, by the way, King of Queens has been renewed for another season. Thought you'd like to know. Now, the strange man entered this church in Cleveland, Ohio, saying he wanted to salute the body of the late Emma Bailey. Then, they say he leaned over the casket, reached in, took a brooch off her dress, and left. The bereaved family gave chase. And after they called 911, some of the other mourners joined in the chase. They eventually caught up with the guy. He's now charged with burglary and gross abuse of a corpse.
Really?
That's really
a good one. I like that, Buzz.
Now, Robbie, what does this note say?
There is another girl on the way if you want to hold off for a second.
How far is she?
Charlie didn't say. I'll find out.
You close? All right, well, then, you know what? We'll wait on the judging.
Absolutely.
We'll wait to judge the messy Bush contest. We got one more coming in.
Starting to grow hair now.
Time out. Be right back.
This is like a daily four-hour hot Carl. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Charlie Stossel's wheeling himself in here.
Yes.
Let's just recap the bet this weekend, the Sopranos bet.
The Sopranos bet that we have is that I am saying that Big Pussy will be murdered by Tony, and it will either be done on a boat or they will take the body out and dump it by boat.
And that's really the gist, the jizz of the bet. The fact that it will be involved in the boat, the death of Big Pussy. He might not be killed on the boat.
It's a $50 bet we have. If Big Pussy gets whacked, even if he gets whacked and it doesn't happen involving the boat,
then I win the bet.
Yeah.
But if he gets whacked and then they take him on the boat and throw him overboard, or if they kill him on the boat,
or, you know, if the boat is involved in some way in the killing.
Gotcha.
You know, I think if they use the boat, it's going to be pretty cut and dry.
All right, that's the bet.
Ah. Does Tony have to do the killing?
No. No. Nope.
No, it's strictly
not.
It started being a bet about if Big Pussy was going to get killed or not, and Mike's positive that it has something to do with Tony going out on his boat.
Well, how Buzz read that synopsis, it sounds somewhat ominous.
All right, listen, it's time for movies now with everybody's favorite Puerto Rican.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Hello, Senor Stossel.
Hello.
Once again, that energy level.
Well, I'm fine. I have a million things going through my head.
What's going through your head right now?
One thing I have to do now is find somebody to go to the freaking hockey game.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Why did Mike just cancel out?
Yeah.
I forgot that
Oh, a very good reason. I think what he's doing is going to be really cool. But yeah, now I gotta scramble.
What, for tonight?
No, Sunday.
Sunday. What are you doing? What are you doing instead?
I'm having breast implants.
what are you doing?
No, I'm doing a little videotape. I told you this. Remember when I recorded my mom up there in Maine when I did that?
Oh, right.
I'm getting
this
that together.
This sounds really cool.
I'm getting that together, and I'm doing it. And the big day to do it is on Sunday.
Oh, it's a nice birthday present for your mom.
And I'm often want to
just
do.
Wait till the last minute.
I'm going to the last possible second to do it.
Gotcha.
So I'm real sorry
That's
about
okay.
that.
That's okay.
You didn't have a date or anything
have
like that?
Have you thought about asking a girl to go with you?
Everybody in that little circle that is closing tighter and tighter every day, no one can go. I could be sitting there by myself.
Jewel can't go?
No, Jewel has a baby shower to go to.
Oh, man.
That's a nice Walt Disney shirt you have on today.
That's fine. Bite me, Don.
You want my brother-in-law to go with you?
I'm fine. I'll find people. But
eat one, Charlie.
I appreciate it.
Eat one.
Yes, Don. How are you feeling, Don?
I'm feeling better. The Claritin's working.
Really?
Yeah.
Five, 6 days you've had this?
5 or 6 days I've had
lost
it.
Weight, Don.
Here we go.
You know I don't have the hivvy.
Oh, neither do I, my friend.
Well,
don't even insinuate.
You came in that defensive crowd.
And I don't have to take it.
So that's what this is really about. Mm-hmm. The last time you were on
and
the show.
I don't have to take it anymore.
All the under-the-table hivvy jokes, got to you?
I got emails.
Oh.
And I got a phone call. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yes.
We bust your balls so much on this show that I don't remember from one show to the next.
Neither do I. It all just blends together. I hate all of you. Hi, bud.
I will say that you do... You are in signs of remission.
Yeah.
You know, some of what you call the New England Journal of Medicine. Because you do look remarkably stronger than you did the last time you were on the show.
Thank you.
Now it's all coming back to me. With a quilt.
Yes, remember the Charlie Stossel, the Charles Stossel quilt.
I was asking you about your quilt.
That's right.
I'm glad
you know
amused.
What? I would not go this route with you if just one time you came in and you said, you know what, Don and Mike? God, I feel great. I got some poon. I feel fantastic.
Don, I feel great.
So you're looking for? Are you looking for a date?
Not at all.
You don't do that anymore.
No. And you know, I have.
Why would anybody think that Charlie might be gay and get a disease like that? When Mike says, "Are you thinking about going on a date?"
No,
absolutely not.
No, how he said it. He said it.
Did you think that I meant on the air? Get a date for you on the air?
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't do that, huh?
No.
What if we had?
I've done that enough. I've met enough people. This is part of the last 18 months that is going to be a book one day of the freak show that has been my dating life. I have dated every personality disorder in a 90-mile radius of Washington.
So you have not given up.
To a very large degree, I'm taking your thing. I have this little group of maybe 3 or 4 women friends, along with all my other friends, but that I'll go out with.
Mm-hmm.
No more come in. Once one drops out, there's a little tombstone marker there. No more Elaine friends, Sally, no more female friends, F all of them.
This is the first positive thing I've heard you say in weeks.
And, you know, I would much rather go to the Capitals game on Sunday, sit there by myself.
Charlie, that sucks. I don't want to see you sit there by yourself.
No, I'll find people to go.
He's right.
I will find people
He's
to go.
He's right.
That's not
okay,
a problem.
Right. Why should you waste your time and your money on a woman
absolutely.
Who will give you absolutely nothing in return?
And you know something? The only thing that somebody can bring into that little circle is sex and intimacy. That's
yeah.
it.
I like that.
There is nothing that another female friend can bring in that I don't get from any one of the other female friends that I like, Jewel, that I will go and hang out and do stuff
right.
with. No one else can bring anything else in.
Are you on steroids or something? I mean,
this is a new, different
attitude.
Charlie Stossel.
You know what? This is almost like George Costanza when he stopped having sex and stopped obsessing, how a whole new world has opened up.
That's when he got real smart,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolute zero. Of course.
going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you, Charlie. Good for you.
Thank you, Don.
But good for you.
I don't want to be the fly in the ointment.
No,
here.
What?
But I will say that some might say that by saying the only person coming into the group now has to offer sex and intimacy, that might be considered obsessing on sex.
No, there has to be just the possibility. I don't want the...
Listen,
the last date I was out on, 15 minutes into the car ride hockey game, to go up to the... She starts talking about this old boyfriend that she had and how she still adores him to death. And I'm going, Christ,
you're right.
That's it. Yeah. Over the edge.
I agree.
That put over the edge.
Why should he not obsess about sex? He never gets it.
Mm-hmm. I don't talk about it.
You don't get it.
I don't talk about it.
Okay, seriously, the last time you got a piece?
Late October?
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while.
Okay.
He's an honest man.
November, December, January, February, March, April.
We're in April already.
God almighty. Is it any wonder that this guy is obsessing about sex?
I'm not worried. I'm just, the whole new world has opened up. No one else can come into the circle.
Do you have opportunities? Let me ask you a question. Do you have opportunities to meet lots of women?
No.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you go, like, with your women friends, do they take you to, like, functions or parties or places where you have opportunities?
It's usually a one-on-one.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You have to use those women friends to put you in situations where you can just meet women on your own.
I did one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called up one of the girls that she brought along and said, hey, let's go out and do something, blah, 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 blah. And she got scared within 30 seconds and basically just said, nope. And they're too young. They're just too
young. Oh, no. They're never too young.
No,
Charlie.
Yeah, when they're in their early 20s.
Charlie, that's what you need.
How old are you, Charlie? 35.
Charlie, you know what you need? You need like a 19-year-old who will ride you like a hobby horse. You really do. You need a girl who will straddle you and just ride you day and night.
Thank you, Doc.
I was having lunch with a couple of guys today, and they were all married. One guy, was 8 years older than his wife. Another guy, myself, I'm 9 years older than my wife. And there was another guy there that was talking about his brother-in-law, his brother, who was something like 12, 13 years old.
Why don't you just hang out at that high school down the street?
And his brother is
sick.
His brother was 20. No, I'm just kidding.
Dangle a Snickers bar out the side. Hi, kids.
No, Charlie, really, if with this new attitude, I'd urge you to go young. Go young.
All right, fine.
You know,
whatever you say, Don.
You heard what the male stripper said before. They're animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mind yourself a young blind girl and just get her to bang the hell out of
go
you.
Go to town.
Day and night.
All right.
Trade on your celebrity. Go out to different places.
Have you thought about paying for sex?
Well, I'm not Murphy. No.
No, and I'm not insinuating that you are Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying,
God.
October to April is a long time.
No. Absolutely
I'm talking a nice clean whore.
No.
A call girl, an expensive call girl.
Absolutely not.
Out of the
like the
babies.
One in the West Wing. You watch the West Wing, don't you?
No, you both are odd.
Pretty Woman. You watch the West Wing?
Yes, I know who
Rob
you're talking
Lowe
about.
Rob Lowe dates the hooker?
Brilliant.
Pretty Woman,
that's,
right?
That's, very
Julia
pretty.
Roberts.
That's
Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
wonderful. No. Absolutely not.
All right, so you won't pay for sex.
God, no. They should be paying me.
You know what? What if we...
I know what to do.
What if we...
No.
You know where guys would get together and pay a whore?
No.
Right? Go, I know there's been
movies
like this.
No.
Where guys
no.
get together. Hold on.
I know where you're going with
but
this.
But listen, but see, the great part about these movies is that the guy...
Never knows.
He doesn't know. He just thinks...
You ever do that.
That this beautiful girl is in love with him.
And I'm being serious.
The way these movies always end, though, Charlie, is that the guys pay the whore to go out with a woman. Then the woman really falls in love with the schmuck, and she gives up being a whore.
So from this moment on... Mom, Dad, this is my girlfriend, the prostitute. No.
Right, no, see, that's always hidden from the guy.
No.
Just think, though, now it's in your mind. From this point forward, if any really hot woman comes on to you, you will not trust it. You will think we bought her.
There's a chance we paid for her.
Don't you even dare.
That's making me laugh. Oh, my God.
I'm glad you are amused.
Okay.
All right, Charlie, what's new at the movies this weekend?
Three movies. The first being Return to Me.
That's what my wife wants to see.
That is
the David Duchovny and Minnie Driver movie.
God damn it. Can I just take a second to say how much I dislike Minnie Driver?
Oh.
No.
I truly do.
She's
Minnie Driver is hot.
Ugh.
Minnie Driver is sexy.
Yuck.
Sexy, Danny. Why don't you like Minnie Driver?
Hello.
Okay. She's a foreigner. Now we've established it.
Hello. This is Minnie Driver.
Hello.
She does a good American accent, though, too.
Yeah, but that's where she loses me. When I see her, like, on Rosie O'Donnell, she goes, hello, Ro. How are you?
She's got great cleavage.
That she does.
Big, beautiful breasts.
She does.
I'm not sold on Minnie Driver.
But, and she has but she does have a giant face.
She does.
Big skillet face.
She's got a huge... She makes Ellen Barton, you know, look like, you know...
Or Julia Louis-Dreyfus, isn't that the other skillet?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, this movie is David Duchovny is an architect builder guy in Chicago. His wife, played by Jolie Richardson, who is the perfect wife, she works with monkeys. Works with giant apes in the zoo. They get into this accident where she dies, and Minnie Driver, being sickly and needing a new heart anyway, conveniently, Duchovny's wife dies. They take the heart, put it in the Minnie Driver, and eventually Minnie Driver and David Duchovny hook up.
And they don't know about it?
Eventually they'll figure it out.
Chick flick.
Worse. Yeah. I usually like these sappy chick movies. This one had too much sugar.
No, this,
way
you know
too much.
This is a sign that Charlie Stossel has really turned a sexual corner. Listen to this. Listen to him badmouth this David Duchovny movie.
Yeah, he normally likes
this movie.
David Duchovny
is very good in The X-Files, but you stick him in a movie where he's forced to act.
How many porcelain dolls do you give this movie?
One and a half.
It really super sucks?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, what else?
Ready to Rumble.
Oh, is this with Mr. Courtney Cox?
Yeah. I don't see what Courtney Cox is in this guy.
I hate this guy more than anybody.
This guy is his 1-800-COLLECT-GUY the whole movie.
Yes. And you know what? I will be forced to see this movie this weekend Bart and his friends are dying to see this movie. For whatever reason, that's the demo.
You will laugh.
15, 16-year-old boys.
If you like
they love David Arquette.
But you didn't like Deuce Bigelow. It is that childish, stupid humor. These are two guys who love wrestling, and they love the bad wrestling, the wheelchair wrestling, the WCW brand. They love all the guys, and they think it's all real. I mean, real to the T. Well, Oliver Platt plays this wrestler named the King, who crowns people and I will rule you. All these silly wrestling cliches. Gets kicked out of wrestling, so they want to bring him back into WCW so that he can redeem himself. But again, these two Bill and Ted type guys think it's all real, and their whole thing is to bring the King back to prominence.
You know, David Arquette has no appreciable talent as an actor that I can see.
No,
except he gets to go to bed with Courtney Cox every night.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is funny at times. I'm ashamed to say, I laughed out loud.
How many?
Two and a half porcelain dolls.
So maybe you won't have a totally bad time.
Okay, but the movie I want to see...
Rules of Engagement.
And that's the movie Tommy Lee Jones and...
Tommy Lee Jones and Sam Jackson. Begins very well, very bloody Vietnam fight scene. Ends well with the court trial, and then you have the middle of the movie to deal with. The movie is about Samuel Jackson and Tommy Lee Jones were together in Vietnam. They come back together years, 30, 28 years later, reunited because Samuel Jackson is charged with murder in Yemen when these people try to take over the American embassy. He just shoots in the crowd and kills about 60 or 70 people.
Welcome to the country of Yemen.
Yemen.
How are you, man?
Tommy Lee Jones plays his lawyer, who he's not a very good attorney. It's a little bit like The Verdict, where the Paul Newman character was not
a very
good...
Is it like A Few Good Men a little bit, too?
A little of that, too. But the courtroom scenes are very good, where Tommy Lee Jones has to save this Marine colonel's whole career when no one thinks he can actually do it.
All right, well, how many porcelain dolls do you give this one?
Well, I'll give it 3 because I think the end and the beginning of the movie save the middle part, which is a little slow.
All right. Charlie, of course, there are calls for you. Let me handle this for you.
Thank you, Don.
Hello, Liz.
Yeah.
You would like to go out with Charlie Stossel?
Definitely.
Liz, Charlie is only looking for sex.
And only if you will bang him.
Well, no, I can't guarantee that. I can guarantee him a good time.
There has to be the potential.
Hold on. The compromise. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Could there be manual relief?
Yeah, so possibly on the first day.
Oh. But there would have to be a guarantee of a minimum of manual relief.
Liz, how old are you?
I'm 26. Yeah. I'm a nice girl, but I'm a nice girl.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Liz?
Good Lord. I actually have been told many different things. I've been told, and I know you're going to cringe, Julia Roberts, and I've been told Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
What do you care? As long as she's got a bicep like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm attractive.
for the manual release.
She's attractive. She's attractive, and she's not ruling out the manual release.
Always a plus. Could you guarantee that? That's what you would have to do. You would have to guarantee Charlie manual relief.
Oh, dear.
Liz, leave your number with Toya.
Charlie. Oh, listen, he's falling right
no,
back.
I'm not. No, no, I am not.
Charlie?
I'm not falling off my new wagon.
Listen, be firm, pun intended. Do not even get this girl's number until she promises you manual
release.
Let
me make sure we're clear here, though. What you're looking for is not necessarily the guaranteed manual relief. You are looking for only going out with women where there is an interest in perhaps some intimacy and sex.
And I'm saying that
Michael Mira hit it right on the head.
You've been down this road a million times.
Some of it is my own stupidity where I will go for too long with trying that I can turn them.
As your other counsel, I must disagree. I must ask this woman to promise you manual relief.
I'm definitely not against premarital sex. I mean, I'm certainly not
Would you rule out, let me ask you a specific question, would you rule out sex and intimacy in a relationship with Charles Stott? She didn't hesitate to think.
Would you do on the first day? Would you do the popcorn box trick with her?
Hey, I got that.
Tell me what that is.
Charlie Vision.
Charlie Vision. That is where Charlie's in the movie theater with a box of popcorn in his lap.
Uh huh.
And as you reach
the
in,
flap,
as
gets
you
pushed up,
as you reach into the popcorn,
you touch skin.
I think maybe I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, Charlie.
She's a fun lady.
Yeah. She was a whore.
You might have
I
one.
I certainly am not.
All right.
Interesting.
Hold on, Liz.
I'm going to get that number for you.
All right. Well, Charlie.
Smart way to approach it.
You can go with that advice, but I would just,
make you counseling.
Make that your opening when you meet a girl. Hi,
I'm Charlie. Can we F?
We've got to have manual relief.
Okay, manual relief.
At the bare minimum.
Maybe you could handle it this way.
Tell me, Mike.
We could actually have conversations and we could talk all night long. But you know something? It would be very awkward at the end of the date when we'd be considering sex. Why don't we just have sex?
This sounds like that line in Tootsie.
That's right.
You very attractive.
Let's have sex right now.
Love with you and get the drink thrown.
Manually.
Now.
Right now at the beginning of the date. You give her the rubber gloves.
You get rubber.
Like an American.
You get it over with.
Right.
I'm not even going to try.
Get out of here, darling.
Goodbye.
She's on line six.
Congratulations. Have a nice chat with her.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There he is.
Yeah.
He's not looking for a quilt anymore.
Not at all.
Look at him checking with Rob.
That was line six, right?
He goes for it. I give him credit. He does go for it with the women that we troll for.
Sure. Did you check out his camp counselor shorts he had on today, too?
And the hair on the sides, the hair that he has, a little askew.
I know.
A little like pulled to the front.
I know.
He's either got to cut that or slick it back.
Poor Charlie Stossel. Listen, we'll be back in a moment to judge the finalists in the Messy Bush contest. That's coming right up.
He's the Don. Damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
We don't have time to wait for the other girls. I know the Beltway is a mess, but frankly, they were supposed to be here 2 hours ago.
That's that.
We're going to go with the four girls who have already come in and displayed their wares for us today.
This is the moment of truth. Three of these women will actually receive the treatment.
We looked at four women today. Of the four women, two of them dropped everything, pants, underpants. The other two had so much going on that they just left their underpants on, and we could see everything that was happening with the underpants on.
That is true.
This, of course, for the bikini laser hair removal, the permanent hair removal from the bikini area, courtesy of Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute.
Now, the woman that doesn't win out of the four, in a way, it's a very nice compliment.
Yes.
Because we're saying you really don't need it.
Right. So let's start by bringing in the third runner-up. This woman will be receiving no bikini laser hair removal.
Very good.
The third runner-up is D.
Sorry, D.
D, come on in, D.
Come on, D. It simply was not necessary.
D. I'm sorry, I know you came in, you announced you're very hairy.
D, step up to the microphone.
You said you were hairy all over, but D, you took down your pants.
And D, we just didn't feel that, compared to the other contestants, you were really in need of that, no matter what your husband or boyfriend thinks.
Now, I will tell you on our sliding scale that
I gave you a 1.7, which means I don't think you're very hairy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mike gave you a 2, which is not very hairy.
Sorry, D.
Rob gave you a 3 on a scale of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Hill gave you a 2.5. And Buzz gave you your highest grade, a 3.1.
So there really wasn't any chance right from the very beginning.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You know, I mean, and you know, in a way, as I said before, I know you're probably disappointed you're not going to get the procedure, but in a way, you know.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. I hope you understand that.
Jesus,
sorry.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you, though.
Thanks for playing the game,
D.
There
she goes.
Sorry, D.
I wish they all could be winners.
Our second place runner-up.
This is an individual who will receive the laser surgery.
Is Kelly.
Come on in here, Kelly.
Kelly, the Catherine Zeta-Jones look-alike.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, she's beaming. She's so happy.
I'm so excited.
I think I'm the only person that graded you honestly. I gave you a 1.5.
I didn't see anything wrong there.
Mike gave you a 3.0.
Thank you, Mike.
Rob gave you a 3.1.
Fabulous.
Broyhill gave you a 3.0.
Thank you.
And Buzz gave you a 3.9. Now, keep in mind that a 5 was supposed to be the worst mess we could possibly see.
Right.
And you gave her a 3.9?
Well, I think I might have gotten a better angle than you guys did when we looked at her earlier.
See, if I'd known to just, like, bring it all down, I probably would have gotten a good...
She didn't study for the test, but I could tell that, you know, she was a candidate.
And, you know, you got to be happy that, you, in my opinion, would be in the best case scenario. You see, you weren't the worst that we saw, but you still get the stuff. Yeah. You know, you still get the laser procedure.
Don't think you need it, but you know, you're welcome. All right, she does.
She's so happy.
She thinks she needs it. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
Smooches.
Smooches. Yeah. Smooches to you.
Bye, Kelly.
The second runner-up.
There she goes.
The second runner-up. And I'm going to throw on the mustache.
Ah, that's great.
Is Lee.
Lee, come on in here, Lee.
Lee, get in here,
will
Lee.
Will they do that, too?
Yes.
All right, they're going to do that, too. Hi, Lee.
Lee.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You got it.
Had to mention the mustache, didn't you?
Well, you guess what? You know,
throwing it in, though, Lee.
They're going to throw that in there.
Throwing it in for you. The hell, you got a bigger mustache than I do. Jesus Christ, Lee. Lee, let's review your scores. I gave you a 2.8. Mike gave you a 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Buzz graded you at a 4.3.
Thanks, Buzz.
You bet.
Rob gave you a 3.9.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Broyhill gave you a 3.4.
Thank you, guys.
So your total score was a 3.52.
I hope the procedure works out well for you.
You and me both.
It will. We promise. Thank you.
You promise.
I promise.
And promise. So do the people at the place.
All right. Remember, if a hair grows back, you come back for free.
Yep.
Back here?
No, not here. There. Go back to their place if they don't take care of your place.
And Lee, I don't want to say this to your back. Get your arms done, too. What, Lee?
She says you want to see the rest of her.
If you want to show.
Yeah, no, that's okay, Lee.
I look like that all over.
Just get while they're getting...
Okay.
This company's going to help you.
Well, if you want it all over... We'll throw it in. Everywhere you got hair, you don't want it.
You come down here. You've got the courage to come on a national radio show. You get what you want. What do you need? What do you want done?
The whole
package.
What do you want? Your arms, your back, your...
My back, man. On my back. I haven't gone that far yet.
Okay. Where do you think you have too much hair?
I have hair on my toes, top of my feet.
Oh, they'll do that, right? They can knock that out.
Sure. Yes, I promise.
My legs. Can I get my legs done?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll take care of you.
A blessing.
All right. Yes, get out of here.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
You'll be smooth, baby.
Don't forget the arms. Bye-bye.
There she goes. There goes Lee.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. Chewbacca. And that means that we do have a grand prize winner.
Yes. Now, I'd like to go on record as saying I believe this woman is the winner because she took your advice.
She did not tend her garden.
She let it go.
She sure did. The woman who has Bozo the Clown's hair in her pants, Fonda Peters, and listen to these scores.
All right.
I gave her a 3.8. Mike gave her a 4.0.
That's right.
Buzz gave her a 4.0. Rob gave her a 4.0.
Wow.
And Broyhill gave her a 3.0. 3.0.
Let's hear it for our winner, Fonda.
Fonda Peters.
I think what I have on these other ladies is age. With age, you have maturity there.
Really? You think you're a lot older than they are?
How old are you?
40.
40. All right. A big 4-0 wins. That's good.
The others were 21, I think. 35.
Wow.
Well, congratulations.
You're the big winner. You get that,
as I said, I love the prize, but not the title.
Well,
right.
I'm glad no one knows who I am.
You're in.
Hey, everybody knows. You're Fonda Peters.
You missed Messy Bush 19. I take it back. 2000.
2000, right.
I was almost going to say 19 something.
The Millennium Bush.
Yeah, that's right.
We were talking up front that I have the crusty crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
You do.
And congratulations. And now you'll never have to worry about tending to the garden.
And that's wonderful.
That's good.
I'm really. Any feedback on how I should have this done?
Well, can we see one more time? Because you didn't even have to. You didn't have to take your underpants off.
Well, you know what my trick was? Is I wore kind of a high cut.
Mm-hmm.
Piece that
right.
looked a lot
uh-huh.
like what was there. So
right.
I think it
uh-huh.
kind of gave, well, maybe not. It's uh-huh. probably pretty bad.
Well, let's take one more peek.
I don't have to do that.
I know you don't.
Oh, Fonda Peters is
your
a
wife
smart
might
lady.
Get upset.
Let's not discuss my wife right now. Well, I mean, you asked.
Paybacks are.
Okay. All right, Fonda.
For her. I don't want to get you in trouble.
All right. Thank you. All right. Get out of here.
You're disappointed. Congratulations, Fonda.
Get out of here. No,
oh, now
okay.
she's in. You guilted her into it. No, she's not. All right. Thank
she's
you.
She's up. She's down.
Enjoy your procedure, Fonda.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's our grand prize winner.
Take care. Yes, nice meeting you.
A grand prize winner. I almost said grand prize widow.
Thank you, Fonda.
Thanks a lot for playing our game, and I hope everything works out.
Bye-bye.
Hope they take care of every follicle.
Trust me, I wasn't saying let's see it again because I'm sitting here with a boner.
Now, wait a minute. Kelly has. Is this Kelly, right?
He's back.
Kelly has come back in.
I didn't get to show you the rest of my outfit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
She's going to show us the rest of her outfit.
See, it matches.
Oh.
Oh, very nice bra.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
A nice silver bra.
Bye.
We appreciate that. That's
my
a contestant
Kelly.
Going a little extra for
That's
us.
Right.
That's great.
Say something to the old lady out there. Tell the old broad she should be a little more like that.
Absolutely.
And say hi to the lady with the hairy arms.
There are our big three. The big winners. They all were very happy to win.
They're all very nice.
And
Kelly,
and
Lee.
Dee did not really take it as accomplished. She was a little disappointed.
Yeah. Now, well, listen, Dee had no need for the laser surgery down there.
I think it's just my theory that if Dee had really let it go,
mm-hmm.
but she said she let it go, and that didn't look like she let it go.
Well, that's not letting it go enough.
No, not at all.
Not letting it go like old Fonda Peters. Krusty the clown hair. Clown hair in her pants.
Absolutely.
Well, they were all fantastic. Thank you to all of the girls.
Wow.
All the girls. And the girls who didn't make it here in time, you know, what can I tell you? Come on down, we'll give you a razor.
Man, just like breakfast at you know, the Legends Resort in Myrtle Beach. Okay,
right.
We said 4 o'clock, sharp!
Right. I mean, I could run around in circles for ye. That's the contest, and we thank them, and we thank Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute at 1-800-228-7959. More show coming right up.
This is the